and joining. Companies on the blue list include RE/MAX of Arvada, Investment Protection Service, and Louise Aaron Attorney at Law. Go to am760.net today. Click on the blue list and support the companies that support AM 760.
Hey, Colorado, this is Al Franken, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
A cycling champ goes under the gun.
All I'm asking for, I'd be given a chance to prove that I'm innocent.
The Mideast fighting rages on, with Rice planning new diplomacy.
I'm going to return to the Middle East.
He claims he's murdered dozens.
From 1970 up through 1995.
Good morning, I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. Within days of his crowning glory, American cyclist Floyd Landis is under a dark cloud, one that's overshadowed the achievement of other athletes.
It appears as though this is a bigger story than winning the Tour, so that's going to be hard to go away.
Landis, the Tour de France champion, has tested positive for testosterone, and if it holds up, his glory could turn to dust. Landis says he can't account for the test results, but he denies ever taking performance-enhancing substances.
I don't know what the explanation is for it, whether it's a mistake or whether it's from some other circumstances that go on in the race or something else that I did. The explanation I'm saying is not from an exogenous outside source of testosterone.
Landis teamed for years with seven-time Tour winner Lance Armstrong, who was asked about the new controversy.
Do you think I'm here to talk about that?
Live to Paris now, and CBS News correspondent Elaine Cobb. And Elaine, what's the status of the Landis investigation?
When a cyclist undergoes a drug test, the urine sample is split in two. Half is tested right away, and that's what revealed the unusually high levels of testosterone in Landis's case. He's expected to ask that the backup sample be tested too. That will be done at a testing laboratory outside Paris. It could be 2 weeks before we know the results. If that test is positive, he'll be fired from the Phonak team, and he'll almost certainly lose his Tour de France title. Nick?
Landis's parents, who are strict Mennonites, say their son will be vindicated. Arnel Landis believes it's a divine test.
I'm not concerned. I think God is allowing us to go through this so that Floyd's glory is even greater.
As Israel presses its campaign against suspected Hezbollah hideouts in southern Lebanon, Secretary of State Rice has decided on a return trip to the region. Live to Tel Aviv for more, and CBS News correspondent Dan Raviv.
Rice in Malaysia now, 3 days after visiting Lebanon, and Israel says yes, she's going back.
The question is, when is it ripe for me to return to the Middle East?
Ripe could mean there's pressure from public opinion in Europe, for instance, to stop the killing. Or it could mean the Bush administration sees progress toward the goals it shares with Israel, reducing Hezbollah power permanently. Live in Israel, Dan Raviv, CBS News.
I'm Vicki Barker in Beirut. 21st century weaponry slamming into the ancient dusty roads of southern Lebanon again today, cutting off supply routes and pulverizing suspected Hezbollah bases. Targets in the Bekaa Valley have been hit, as well as a building in the southern market town of Nabatea.
Well, the Mideast crisis will be high on the agenda today when British Prime Minister Tony Blair meets at the White House with President Bush. Live to CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer. And Peter, the two men could also discuss Iraq and the president's plans to extend the tours of thousands of U.S. forces.
Sure, Nick. Iraq, of course, is a major concern for both leaders. Their meeting as the Pentagon finalizes plans to send up to 5,000 U.S. troops to violent Baghdad. CBS News military analyst Jeff McCausland sees extended tours for many troops who had hoped to be heading home right now.
Obviously, this has an adverse effect upon morale, upon families back at home who are waiting for them to come back.
All troop flights out of Iraq are on hold. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
And American troops are in the crosshairs. A published report says U.S. military intelligence has found material Iraqi insurgents are using to teach recruits sniper techniques. USA Today says the manual posted online urges killing doctors and chaplains as part of psychological warfare. His name is Robert Charles Brown, and he's doing life in Colorado for one murder. But El Paso County Sheriff Terry Makita says Brown is claiming he's been a far more prolific killer over the years and across the country. Brown numbers as many as 48 more victims.
He would have a real difficult time giving us names. So in most cases, we wouldn't have a name. We would often have a location where he claimed to dump the body.
This is Steve Futterman in Colorado Springs. Police are not sure if all of these claims are true, but they feel there's a good chance many of them are. Authorities have been able to positively link 7 of the claims with actual murders, and efforts are now underway to see how many more can be connected to Robert Charles Brown.
Time on the roundup is now 4 minutes past the hour.
Rocky Mountain Cyberknife. Visit RockyMountainCyberKnifeCK.com.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. A Colorado man serving a life sentence for murder says he's killed up to 48 people throughout the country.
At this point, we're only able to corroborate 7, which leaves 41 uncorroborated.
53-year-old Robert Charles Brown told the El Paso County Sheriff's Department that the slayings happened from 1970 until his arrest in 95 for the death of a 13-year-old Colorado girl. Sheriff Terry Makita says cold case investigators were patient with Brown, getting him to open up.
It was Charlie's pen, a simple pen, that opened the doors of communication that led to the events of this day. It all began with some simple letters.
Authorities believe 9 of Brown's victims may have been in Colorado. He currently is serving a life sentence in Canyon City for the murder of Heather Dawn Church in 1991. A former Quest finance chief, Robin Zaliga, is expected to be sentenced today for insider trading. The highest-ranking Quest executive has pleaded guilty in the scandal and has been helping federal prosecutors build their case against former CEO Joseph Nacho. That's AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Aaron O'Neill with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
And we're starting off with a pretty good drive so far on your Friday morning. If you're just getting across these highways, getting busy, though. Southbound I-25 crossing 84th Avenue and across the downtown area. Still an easy 10-minute drive, though, downtown to the Tech Center, either side of I-25. Checking clear for 225 if you're just getting on for Parker Road, heading north or south. 6th Avenue is wide open yet in your eastbound route. No delay stretching I-70. One off-highway crash at Smoky Hill in Buckley, causing a little bit of a backup.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-339-1267 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-339-1267. 1-800-339-1267.
Sir, what would you do without glass?
Well, I'd be picking a lot more bugs out of my teeth.
And you, ma'am?
I'd be able to walk around naked all day. Woo!
What do you like most about glass?
I like how, you can see through it.
And you?
I like how it holds beer.
But, as everyone knows, glass breaks. And when it does, call Shock Glass at 720-266-4914. They're the insurance specialist and will handle all the paperwork for you. Home, auto, or commercial, when glass breaks, think Shock Glass at 720-266-4914.
So you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You're a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Now, the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find them at CheaperFords.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs. All internet priced. Nobody's looking, so log on now to CheaperFords.com.
Are you tired of sitting on the sidelines, watching as others make big profits in the market and your investments just sit there collecting dust? Well, what if there was a way to get in the game and start generating real wealth, real profit? To become an active, profitable trader, regardless of your experience level or whether the market is going up or down. And what if there was a way you could do it for free? Introducing Top Trader, a proven system that shows you the tips, tricks, and secrets the pros use on Wall Street. For free. That's right, free.
I continue to pull in between $7,500 and $10,000 a week.
Developed by two guys that have made more money in the market in 35 years than most of us could dream of. Top Trader's proven system gives you the tools you need to succeed and get rich.
There isn't an easier way to get rich.
Call now and we'll rush you a free CD that shows just how easy it really is. Come on, it's a free CD. 1-800-441-0277. That's 1-800-441-0277. 1-800-441-0277.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8255. 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
As a business owner, you know you have a good product or service. And you know if more people knew about it, your business would grow. CustomersAreListening.com makes radio advertising available to anyone who wants to tell more people about their business. That's why we've made advertising on the radio affordable and easy. All you do is visit CustomersAreListening.com and pick from 8 radio stations that you think your customers are listening to. If you're ready to take your business to the next level, visit CustomersAreListening.com.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day, the night, the next plane flight, job interview, or social event. Maybe you'll have a drink. Maybe you'll take another pill. Maybe you're so anxious and depressed that you just really can't help yourself. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? Anxiety and depression are two of the most common reasons people take prescription medication, abuse alcohol, and make excuses for why their life isn't working. This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that could help you get your life back. You want to feel better. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself.
For your free tape that could change your life, call 1-800-446-3886. That's 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums, to townhomes, to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, top lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid 400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit Engel Homes. Colorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's E-N-G-L-E Homes, Colorado.com.
Landis, whose victory was in doubt after his team said he tested positive for high testosterone levels, won't appear on the NBC talk show tonight as planned. A network spokesperson said yesterday the show was informed by a representative for Landis that he's still in Europe and unavailable, the spokesman said. Tonight remains interested in having him on. She added, NBC announced Wednesday that Landis' first talk show appearance since winning the race Sunday would be with Leno on Tonight. Then came the announcement Thursday from his team that he'd been suspended pending results of a backup sample of his drug test. And we were talking, Turk and I were talking about this. You know, this goes also along with Barry Bonds. Now, if you're a Keith Olbermann watcher, which I am, on MSNBC, Olbermann does little segments devoted to Barry Bonds and Barry Bonds' steroid troubles. Does it bother you that athletes use steroids? I really don't care that they use steroids or not. It doesn't bother me that they use performance-enhancing drugs. Other than you can make a case that you could make the case that steroid use can be unhealthy. Right? Steroid use is unhealthy. And it's particularly unhealthy in teenagers, but it's unhealthy. But other than that, I mean, do you think this guy should lose his title because his testosterone level tests too high? My first inclination was to say, man, I don't know, whatever's driving your testosterone level up, can I borrow some of that? I could use a little increased testosterone. You got any shots for that, Dr. Amy? Anyway, so, but the media, like, this kicked off the 6 o'clock news on CBS about this guy and his testosterone level. And how much does that affect you or I? I mean, do we really care? Unless you're a sports purist, right? And you think that that having those kind of drugs is wrong. And I'm sure one of you can call up and give me a big long lecture about the negative health effects of long-term steroid use. And I used to see steroid use in professional wrestlers. when I used to do the ring announcing and hang around with those crowd of people, I'd see that. I mean, you knew that those guys, some of those guys, were not, I mean, you knew that they were balked up. I mean, you knew they were doing it. And I saw examples of roid rage and all that kind of stuff that comes out of that. But basically, I don't see what the big deal is. Okay, that's number one. Here's something else, too, I want to bring up before we go to some phone calls. And you're free to chime in anytime on any of this or anything you want to bring to the table at 303-713-7600. Zarawi. I can never say his name right. Zarawi. Every time Al-Qaeda releases a tape, the media here goes nuts. Now, Zarqawi and bin Laden are living in caves, or living with villagers somewhere between Afghanistan and Pakistan. And it almost makes me want to get Michael Schroyer of the formerly now closed bin Laden unit on and ask him about this. How much of a threat are they really at this time? The media goes over it like we should all like crawl under our beds and get crazy. Like, ooh, they're going to get involved in the Middle East and what's going on in between Israel and Hezbollah. Where it seems to me that they haven't done anything. Now, Zarqawi's dead, so I'm giving you the wrong person there. It's Wahari is the one that I'm thinking about, the doctor, the Egyptian doctor. So Zawahiri issues this big tape yesterday, and everybody goes crazy over that. And I'm not saying that there isn't terrorism in the world, and I'm not saying that we shouldn't be observant and careful, and that we shouldn't have security, and that I'm not saying any of that. But I'm saying that, you know what, we shouldn't live in fear. And number two, we should handle these situations. And it seems to me that this would also be a neon sign to most people in this country that the prize fish of this whole game, which was bin Laden and the Egyptian doctor and Mullah Omar, Zawahiri, the Egyptian doctor, and Mullah Omar, who was head of the Taliban, all three of them got away. That this administration failed to close the back door at Tora Bora and they escaped. And that's what it reminds me of. And I really feel like telling those guys, listen, you know, you can send out all the tapes you want to send out, and you can make all the threats you want to make, but you know what? It's not going to scare me. Because I figure whatever it is, this great nation can rise to the challenge. Now maybe I'm being naive. All right, it's 6:17, 17 minutes after 6. I got two lines open at 303-713-7600. And talk about anything you want to talk about, because it's Friday. So get off your half moons and use those two lines, and I'd love to hear from you. Really would. And then we got the Springer Show, final day of doing that coming up.
The Chains Gang rides again. Coors Light Live welcomes Chains Gang on their first tour in 35 years, featuring the original founding members Jimmy Foxx, Dale Peters, and Joe Walsh. Funk 49, Walk Away, The Bomber, Tend My Garden, The Power Trio returns. See James Gang Friday, August 11th at Red Rocks Amphitheater. Tickets on sale now at all Ticketmaster outlets. 303-830-TIXS or HOB.com. Part of the Coors Light Live Concert Series. Produced by House of Blues Concerts. For VIP ticket experience and more, go to JamesGangRidesAgain.com. James Gang, rock the way it's supposed to be.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Magic mortgages. 0% interest. No payments for a year. Celebrity endorsements. Sound too good to be true?
It is. Get real. Think Waypoint Mortgage. A local direct lender with real options, real loan programs, and really low rates. Helping people buy their dream home or refinance their existing mortgage is all they do. If you're stuck in an ARM, Waypoint has the lowest fixed rate conversions in the industry. Call Waypoint Mortgage today. 303-741-6800.
Within the next few weeks. So it's the next couple of weeks you got to watch for these. Watch for the new Purina One Total Nutrition Formulas and see the difference in for yourself. I mean, see how your dog acts for yourself, and I think you're going to be really pleasantly surprised. What if you could change your dog's health for the better? Take the Purina One 30-Day Challenge by calling 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK for a free 4-pound bag of Purina One that's right for your puppy, adult or senior dog. Or go to the website, PurinaOneChallenge.com. Let me give you the phone number again, 1-888-606-BARK. Jackson and Coco love Purina One, and your dogs will too. And you can pick up Purina One dog and cat products at your local King Supers. They're the right store for all your Purina One needs.
Would it be crazy if you packed your bags and left for a week, a month, a year? What if you left for 2 years? What if you were going far away to help in a village on the edge of the Gobi Desert to teach children and learn a thing or two about yourself? Would that be crazy? Peace Corps. Life is calling. How far will you go?
To learn more about the Peace Corps, join us this Tuesday night at 7 at the REI Denver Flagship Store in Lodo. For more information, visit PeaceCorps.gov.
I have an invention, but I don't know what to do next.
Are you an inventor? Or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? InventHelp has inventors' information for you. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-800-900-9241. It's a free call, so dial 1-800-900-9241. That's 1-800-900-9241.
Aspen Goodyear. Best pricing on tires. Colorado's largest and friendliest independent Goodyear dealer. Aspen Goodyear. Matching all prices plus free alignment when you buy four tires. Aspen Goodyear. 303-771-9800. 771-9800.
The Chevy model year-end event is here, but you better get moving. The last of the 06s are going fast. Claim yours before they're gone. See your local Chevy dealer today.
Live, local, and progressive. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning. It's 622, 22 minutes after 6. High today, 98, 99 degrees. It's going to be warm this weekend, and it's good to have you along. It's open phones. As it is every Friday, 303-713-7600. Anything you want to talk about, you can do that. We'll have Representative John Dingell on a little later on in the program to talk about the Democrats' energy proposal, their energy launch program. And we'll just talk about anything you want to talk about. And we'll be joining the Springer Show coming up at 7 o'clock. Let's go to Eric, who's been hanging on in Golden. Eric, hi. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good. So I wanted to talk about the 7th Congressional District race.
Okay.
I just have a question. I wanted to know, how does Ed Perlmutter explain the fact that he introduced legislation that really seems to me like the purpose of it was to benefit developers? And we all know his family's been in the developing industry in Colorado for years. It just seems to me like his name's always been connected with big business, and I've never really heard him explain that.
Yeah, doesn't his wife work for or as a lobbyist for some developing developer or some developing corporation?
Yeah, she is. I'm sorry, I don't remember the name of it, but she's been doing that kind of work. He's been doing that kind of work, and it just seems like they've been out for big business since in their whole political career. So,
well, I'd like to ask him that the next time that I see him. I think he owes people in CD7 an answer about that. I think he definitely owes people an answer about that. I'd also be interested to see what the AFL-CIO's answer would be about that, since they seem to be backing this guy and sending me a lot of email about him. I really would. I mean, I think there's unanswered questions about that. I think you're right to bring that up. And I'd want to know, if he were my congressman, is he going to go to Washington, D.C. to represent the interests of big business and big developers, or is he going to go to Washington, D.C. to represent the people who live in CD7?
Well, I mean, I think he already answered that question. We saw what he did when he was in the state legislature. He sponsored a legislation to exempt home builders from the Colorado Consumer Protection Act. So I think he answered that question with his actions. I mean, yeah, we can listen to what he has to say about it, but frankly, Jay, I feel like I already know the answer.
So who are you voting for?
Well, I like Herb. He's a really nice guy, and I hope he stays in politics, but I think you got to go with Peggy Lamb in this race because we really need a Democrat to take this seat.
Yeah, that's pretty much how I feel, too. I love Herb. I think he's a wonderful human being. But I'm voting for Peggy. Well, I can't vote, but I gave money to Peggy's campaign, and I'm pulling for Peggy. And, you know, I think Ed's a fine human being. I just don't, you know, I just think Peggy would be the better of the two. But there are a lot of people out there who are listening who disagree with both of us. So, and if they have disagreements, I should bring them on. But, I mean, not to quote Bush, but there are a lot of people who don't see it as we do. But I think your thing about the big developers, I think Ed owes that to his constituency, or he owes that to the people in CD7 to explain about his affiliations there and his wife's affiliations. I agree with you there 100%.
Well, good.
All right.
Thanks for having me on, Jay.
All right, Eric. Thanks, man.
Yep.
Okay, three lines open at 303-713-7600. Here's Kelly Joe in Boulder. Kelly Joe, hi, you're on.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
How are you?
Well, I'm doing pretty good.
Good. I wanted to talk about the steroid question you posed.
Oh, yeah, sure, about why we should care about whether they take performance-enhancing drugs?
Yes, I absolutely think we should. I think that I know a basketball player got on national news a few years ago and was like, I am not a role model. Well, that's bull. I have a 4.5-year-old son, and he's crazy about baseball, and he loves Todd Helton. And the truth of it is that I don't want him, if Todd Helton, for instance, started doping, I don't want him wanting to emulate that behavior when he gets older or something, I mean, because it could kill him, potentially.
Yeah, so, that's a side of it I haven't looked at because I don't have young kids that would look at athletes as being role models. And when I was a young kid, I didn't look up to athletes as role models. I didn't want to be like, say, you know, Larry Sherry of the Dodgers or Johnny Roseboro or Sandy Koufax. I didn't look up to those people, so it wouldn't have made any difference to me whether they had done it or they hadn't done it. But I guess if you got kids and they look up to them, then you're right, that comes into play.
Yeah, I think particularly little boys have a tendency, especially if their dads are into specific sports and things like that.
Do little boys in the year 2006, do they still look up to athletes as role models?
I believe so. I mean, my kid, he's 4.5, and he loves to watch baseball with his dad. He's got a Todd Helton jersey. You know, I mean, it's, and I think that, I mean, I assuming that this is going to continue, do you know what I mean? He could change and, you know, be interested in something else down the road, but if it does, I'd prefer it if Todd Helton not, basically cheat.
Well, he might move into some other sport, but
right.
If he's sports inclined, I mean, I'm sure he'd stay that way.
On top of which, it's poor sportsmanship, and that's something that I also don't want my son to emulate.
Yeah, and that comes under the thing I was trying to say to that guy yesterday about, you know, universal shared values that we have in this society, which he didn't seem to get, that caller, about how religious values should be taught at home, but there are universal values that are taught at school that parents teach their kids, like, you know, that you're supposed to be a good sport,
yeah.
That you don't steal, that you don't lie, that you don't cheat, that you don't hurt other people,
right.
You know, all of these things that if you don't learn those things at home, and you should learn them at home, but if you don't, by coming in contact with the real world, you know, you'll learn those things through being penalized, such as, you know, you don't speed because you get a ticket and all of this kind of stuff.
Right.
You got to obey the laws. And you're right. I didn't really think about that. I didn't think about the consequences when it comes to kids. But is this story about this guy, allegedly, because we don't know that it's true.
Sure.
He claims that high testosterone comes with the cycling sport.
Sure. And it does seem like the French have a kind of a grudge against, you know, Americans winning that race.
Yeah, they do. But do you think it warrants to be, like, the number one covered story?
No. With everything that's going on in the world today, no.
I mean, were you a little shocked by that?
A little bit.
Yeah, I was, too. I was kind of blown away by that.
I mean, there's so many other important things that we need to be focusing on, and I think that important stories like the NSA spying program, things like that, have been swept under the rug and this kind of thing comes up and everybody starts focusing on it, and I think that's unfortunate.
Well, that gets back to the whole thing we've talked about before about how it tends to run a news cycles, and then right now, you know, the Middle East is the big news cycle, and also the other big news cycle would be this guy and the doping story, and so, you know, the media jumps on that, and then we all jump on it because we all go, well, like, that's a big story, and I guess we should say something about it. I just, maybe, you're right, and I probably asked the wrong question at the top of the hour. The question I probably should have asked was, why is this such a big story?
Right.
And then maybe you could have called up and said, well, because parents have kids, and kids look at these people as role models, and this is teaching kids the wrong lesson.
Sure. Well, and back to what you were saying, though, about should they teach it in school, I don't necessarily, I think that they should reinforce those things in school that are just common courtesy or ways that you should, like, if you're on a sports team in school, and it doesn't have anything to do with religion or morals, but if you're on a sports team in school, I think that they should reinforce good sportsmanship. Do you see what I'm saying? Kind of going back to what you're saying about that.
Yeah, but I think you're absolutely right about that. Kelly Joe, thank you. Great call.
Thanks, Jay.
Okay, see you later. Well, anybody else want to weigh in on this? 303-713-7600. Anybody else want to talk about this? So there you go, Turk. There's your answer. And, Turk, you should have known that because you got kids.
Well, I know that's the main reason Congress is getting involved with this whole situation is that, you know, you got to look out for kids.
Yeah, you don't want kids to get the idea that using drugs is okay. You know, I mean, it's not a good thing. 6:31, 29 minutes in front of 7 o'clock here, even though many of us as young kids did use drugs, and now turn around and find ourselves talking to younger kids trying to tell them not to. 6:31, 29 minutes in front of 7 o'clock, here's a man who's never used drugs and has a low testosterone level and is 100% pure and natural when doing the traffic. Aaron O'Neill. So the high today is going to be what? It's either going to be 98 or 99.
What do I have? I think I have 98.
I've got 98 too, but I think it's going to be 99. I saw 99 on CNN.
Let's do it. Let's break the 100 barrier today, huh?
You want to just get on the air and claim it's going to be 100?
Let's just do it. No, let's not.
So Monday, everybody knows you're wrong.
I know.
But it's going to be damn hot today.
It is. We're going to be sweating it.
It's going to be ugly. All right. Speaking of being ugly, let's hope everything with progressive traffic is okay. And what's happening out there with my beloved I-70?
I-70's looking beautiful this morning, although very bright, the sunshine into the eyes this morning. So we're going to start to see those backups here eastbound, approaching I-25, getting over to Brighton. But overall, you have no problems if you have to catch a flight out of DIA. Even the westbound side is up to speed. We're just kind of catching the usual slowdowns around town. Southbound I-25, its typical pattern, 104th to 84th is loaded up. Now starting to get a little bit slow across downtown from 38th to Spear. Still looking good for both sides of I-25 downtown to the Tech Center. You can make that in under 12 minutes here. 225 starting to back up on the southbound side from just after Yosemite down towards I-25, but the northbound side still checking clear. And eastbound 6th Avenue, a touch slow from Federal over towards I-25, but we are clear of any early morning traffic issues, the way of accidents or stalls. Weather today, sunny, hot, dry, up to 98 for a high. Right now we're at 67. Maren O'Neill, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Stop by Old Chicago today for delicious homemade pizzas, pastas, calzones, and more. Thirsty? Try their lineup of 110 beers from around the world. For lunch, dinner, even late night, think Old Chicago. Eat, drink, and be yourself.
Listen to AM 760 all day and all night on AM760.net. Download show clips and interviews to your MP3 player. Join the Progressive Club. Find out about upcoming contests and events. Stay connected with AM760.net.
6:33. 33 minutes past the hour on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Hey, let me ask you about something here. Do you wake up with a sore back or stiff or sore aches and pains after trying to get a good night's sleep? Do you toss and turn on the bed trying to find a comfortable position, but you just can't seem to? Do you have hardly any energy during the day? Well, it may be what you're sleeping on. And I would suggest, based on my experience and Mary's experience, that you try the Sleep Number bed from Select Comfort. See, we don't have these problems, and we discovered this answer a long time ago when we just happened to stumble into a store that had the Sleep Number bed, and we bought it, and it makes all the difference in the world. As a matter of fact, more than 3.5 million people, including Mary and myself, get the best night's sleep on a Sleep Number bed by Select Comfort. The key is the comfort of air. When you get into the bed each night, you know you'll be comforted and supported better than ever, and that air doesn't have that uncomfortable you know, kind of pressure point like old-fashioned metal coil mattresses do. No more poking and prodding from uncomfortable springs. The Sleep Number bed uses dual air chamber technology, adjustable air chambers that allow both you and your partner to set each side of their bed to the comfort level that you like. Mine's usually around 75 or 80s. Mary's usually runs around 70, 65 or 70, somewhere in there. And the revolutionary design of the bed makes it unique, but you know what? You don't have to get a new bedroom furniture because it looks like any other mattress. It's really worth checking out. You know, you get a 30-night home trial to see what it feels like in your own home, which is much better than a 10-minute decision in a showroom that you have to live with for years and years. And so if you've even considered getting a new mattress recently, or maybe you haven't even considered it, maybe you're just listening to me talk about it, stop by the Select Comfort store, see the Sleep Number bed before you make any other decision. I'm telling you, this bed is well worth it. There are Select Comfort stores located in 9 major malls, including Southwest Plaza, Flatiron Crossing, and the Foothills Mall. Sleep Number bed from Select Comfort. It is just absolutely the best night's sleep.
Now on DVD, some will live, some will die. You decide with Final Destination 3 on DVD.
I never thought I could see my own death before it happened.
Watch the movie as seen in theaters. And then, for the first time ever, an interactive feature gives you the power to alter characters' fates.
I'm not dying.
And change the movie.
Look out!
Final Destination 3. Own the DVD today.
Hey, how was practice?
Awesome. You'll need to be there at 6 tomorrow.
No problem.
Dad, heads up.
Ooh, like I said, no problem.
Who's counting on your brakes today? Your brakes are too important to trust to just anyone. Ask whoever does your brakes if they use ASE certified mechanics. Midas has over 3,000. So head to Midas, America's leader in brakes, where you can get lifetime guaranteed brake pads or shoes installed for just $89.95 per axle. You'll never have to buy replacement pads or shoes for as long as you own your car. Midas knows how much you count on your brakes. Be safe. Trust the Midas touch. Additional parts, ceramic pads, and labor extra. See manager for limited guarantee terms. Most vehicles not valid with discount offers. Prices and participation may vary.
Don't miss out on the great summer specials at your Denver metro area Midas. And make sure you check your mailbox or go to Midas.com for even more savings on brake jobs, air conditioning, and maintenance services. Don't trust your vehicle to just anyone. Trust the Midas touch.
This is Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
I'm always waiting for that to say, this is Jay Marvin, and we're sorry. It's 6:37, 37 minutes past the hour. High today, 98, anywhere between 98 and 99. It's open phones at 303-713-7600, anything you want to talk about. Then in about 37 minutes from right now, it's the last day that we sit in for Jerry Springer, and we join the Jerry Springer Show, and then you got to use the number 1-877-34-JERRY. Or 1-877-345-3779, because then it will become Springer on the radio. And I got two open lines at 303-713-7600, so get off your half moons and call on in. Let's go to Jose in Aurora. Jose, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How about yourself?
Oh, I'm doing outstanding. You know, I was telling Turk that, for what it's worth, I'm glad that you guys aren't national. You're doing a bang-up job, but I can never get through.
Oh, well, I'm sorry about that. Well, you know, only one more day of it. That's just today, and then Monday, back to the same old thing.
It's interesting, though, to get, you know, a different perspective from different parts of the country.
Yeah, it is kind of weird to hear from some people like in New York and, you know, Altoona, Pennsylvania.
Right. Well, that's pretty neat, I guess, in that sense. Well, I wanted to chime in on what your last caller was talking about. I have a 10-year-old son and a 4-year-old daughter. And my son, you know, I understand where she's coming from, where he looks up to Todd Helton, her son does. And, you know, my son doesn't look up to his sports stars as role models, I don't think.
Who does he look up to as a role model, you?
Well, you know, that would be pretty vain of me to believe that.
No, but there are a lot of kids that look up to their dad. There's nothing wrong with that.
I don't think that he does. I do think that he looks up to his grandfather as a role model, though.
Okay.
you know, and which is outstanding to me because I think his grandfather's a great guy, my father-in-law. But, you know, at the same time, I got to believe that, you know, if he's looking up to this sports star as a role model who's not really a role model, then I need to do a little bit of a better job of teaching my son to read between the lines, which I think my son, for instance, my son is pretty good at it. When that whole Michael Jackson fiasco was going on, he was telling me, oh, my gosh, Dad, I think that guy's a freak, which, you know, I didn't disagree with him or agree with him, but I was happy that he was trying to read between the lines of what the media was portraying.
Right,
you know?
Right.
But that's all I wanted to say is that I would really be disheartened if my son was not able to read between the lines. I want to be able to teach him the moral values, the traditional
values.
Well,
I think in the case of this cyclist, I mean, I think in the case of this guy, the media is more or less coming out and saying that, you know, Floyd Landis, that there may be something wrong here and that he may have, he may have doped and he may have cheated. And so they're not really covering it up, but they're kind of making people aware of it. And I'm sure that there are kids who like him who are now aware of the fact that he has done this. The trick, I think, is to make sure that they know that, because he may be accused of doing this, and he's only accused, he hasn't proven yet, but
right.
That he may be accused of doing it, and then if it does turn out that he did do it, that it's like it's not okay for kids to think that stuff's all right.
Well, and it's not. It's not all right. I mean, I don't want my kid to think it's okay to cheat, that you can get away with cheating,
right.
And, you know, that's not okay. So, at the same time, you know, it wouldn't be so prevalent, the Barry Bonds thing wouldn't be so prevalent if the media hadn't hyped it up and then the grand jury got involved and, you know, Congress.
Well, should the media, though, should the two guys who wrote that book In the Shadows, should they have, like, ignored that whole thing? Should they have, like, ignored the whole story about Barry Bonds? Should they have let it go, or they can't very well let it go.
Well, they obviously felt a moral obligation to it. You know, they felt as though they had something that should be told, and they felt like they should tell it, so they did. But I don't know if Congress needs to get involved with that. You know, I don't understand why he had to go before Congress. And
because I think Congress is trying to, as John Turk said, Congress is trying to ensure that it doesn't have effect on young adults.
Well, they're trying to,
and also because it's against the law.
Well, okay, there you go. That I can understand, but I just don't believe in Congress imposing their moral values on my personal life. Like, you know, same-sex marriage. Why do I care if Steve and Bob are married?
All right, you're going to think this is silly, and I agree with you on that point. I mean, there's some areas they do impose their will, but there's some areas they don't. I hesitate to bring this up on the radio, only because I thought people would think that I'm like a chronic gambler or have a gambling habit, which I don't. And I only bring like a set amount of money to lose when I go to Las Vegas. But I was reading an article in the New York Times here earlier in the week about internet gambling sites and about how the United States government is moving to stop those internet gambling sites. And what they're doing is they're moving to make it so that you and I, living in the United States, can't transfer funds to many of these online virtual casinos which lie offshore in the Caribbean. And I can't remember the congressman who they quoted in there and about him giving the same old line about, well, you know, this would virtually fix it so there wouldn't be a slot machine in every kitchen. And he was going through this whole thing, and the first thing that hit me was, is he taking any money from the gaming industry? Is there any kind of revenue stream there that he's trying to protect that online gambling could take away? Because who is he to say, sitting in Washington, D.C., that if I wanted to go on the Internet and play party poker or something, that I couldn't go ahead and do it? I mean, where does he get off telling me, or the United States government telling me, that I can't do that?
Well, that's a good point, Jay, and it makes you also wonder how much this whole net neutrality thing is, how far that's going to go.
Yeah, it does. It really does, Jose. Hey, man, thank you, Jose. I appreciate
the
call.
Thanks, Jay. Have a great day.
Okay. I wish I could think of this congressman's name. Jim Leach from Iowa. Jim Leach is the guy I'm talking about, where he's given the same old moral, you know, yada-ya about gambling, and he's applying it to the Internet, and, oh, we're closing in, and blah, 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 and we're going to stop all this. And, you know, what do you do if you're sitting in Highlands Ranch, or you're sitting in, you know, Aurora, and you're a responsible adult, and you can manage your finances just fine, and you can't, and you're being told by your own government, well, you know, you can't do this. I mean, how is my sitting in my house doing this? How is this affecting or injuring other people? Now, the whole point that Kelly Joe brought up, the whole point that Jose brought up about kids and athletes as role models, and the whole thing about steroids makes perfect sense to me. But the other does not. Doesn't make any sense at all. 6:45, 15 minutes away.
I couldn't be happier with my Regency Bristol Windows. Hi, I'm Dave Logan. The decision to put in the Bristol triple pane window has saved me thousands of dollars. They guarantee that it will save you at least 47% on your energy bill, too. Log on to bristolwindows.com and register to win a house full of windows absolutely free. Call Regency Bristol Windows at 303-233-0833 or go to bristolwindows.com.
Find out how affordable quality can be.
Living with stabbing jaw pain, excruciating headaches? Gamma Knife may be your option to finally get relief without surgery. Swedish Medical Center's Gamma Knife is a quick, painless procedure that targets the condition called trigeminal neuralgia that may be causing your pain. Call 720-266-4911 to find out if Gamma Knife treatment could be an option for you. That's 720-266-4911.
Thirsty? Try their lineup of 110 beers from around the world. For lunch, dinner, even late night, think Old Chicago. Eat, drink, and be yourself.
No, we had World War III. We're in World War IV. World War V is the next war, so this is really World War... They can't decide on their Roman numerals.
Randy Rhodes.
They can't decide. Somebody call the NFL. They're very good with it.
Weekdays at 4 on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Courtesy of Sean Healy, Keller Williams Preferred Realty.
Are you thinking about selling your home? If so, you can now find out what your home is worth online by going to denverhomeprice.com. At denverhomeprice.com, you'll receive information on what comparable homes have sold for in your neighborhood, which homes are currently listed, how long they've been for sale, and their prices. Based on this information, you'll have an idea of what your home is worth. This confidential analysis from DenverHomePrice.com is absolutely free. Visit DenverHomePrice.com. That's DenverHomePrice.com.
9:47, 9:40. Boy, you know what? Come on, Jay. 6:47, 47 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Rockies Autos has the largest selection of clean, late model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. Over 500 on the lot. Look for them at the Adams County Fair. They'll be out there, and I'll have more details about that coming up next week. Their matching down incentive is still going on, up to $1,500. You put down $1,500, they'll put down $1,500, and it's like having $3,000 towards your next car. There's going to be a day when we are not going to be burning fossil fuels. We just won't. We'll be out of it. But right now we are, and if you need an automobile, the best place to get the bang for your buck is Rockies Autos. Knowledgeable, friendly, good people working out there, like the Alshire brothers, Spanky, Fred Labrato. They're out there, man. They're working in this 99-degree heat, trying to get you the best deal possible. Why? Because it pays off. Because you'll tell your friends, and your friends will tell your friends, and you'll come back, and your friends will come back, and everybody will buy from Rockies. And this has been Rockies' past history. They're family-owned and operated, been that way since 1982. And they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. So get on out there today, get something cool to drink, and check out the cool deals at Rockies Autos. You got until 9 o'clock tonight, but if you come after 9, they'll stay and things will be fine. You can also check them out at the on the Internet at the in your office or your own home at RockiesAutos.com. Pre-qualify for a car loan. And ask Steve about that. He's a man who handles that. Check out the inventory, see their commercials, and just find out what they're all about. But do the best thing. And I may see you out there today, too, because I'm headed out there. Do the best thing. Drop into Rockies and check them out. Rockies Autos, they're in one convenient location. That's the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, and that's just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Check and go.
Convenient and confidential.
Check and go.
Prompt and professional.
Check and go.
Above and beyond.
At Check and Go, you get real solutions to your real cash needs. It's an easy process and a more affordable option than paying bank overdraft or bounce check fees to a bank. Call 1-800-561-CASH now for information. That's 1-800-561-CASH. Or visit checkngo.com to apply for a loan online. Cash advance is subject to certain terms and conditions. See website for details. Ohio license number 750310. Rhode Island license check casher.
Hey, Ma, it's Dion. Before I go back to school, could you go to our Radio Shack and buy me the hot new Fusic phone by LG? It's got a built-in MP3 player, four different faceplates, and it helps with microbiology.
Okay, I made that one up.
Now, only from Sprint, get the Fusic by LG for $99.99 with a new customer two-year subscriber agreement after $50 mail-in rebate. Don't just get a phone. Get a Sprint phone at Radio Shack. Good through 8506 with credit approval. $36 activation and $200 early termination fees apply. Not available in all markets. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Oh, Lil Hendrix. All along the watchtower. 6:50, 10 minutes away from 7 o'clock. Good music. Thank you, Mr. Turk. Bob Dylan tune, no less. All right, here's, whose version is better? Dylan or Hendrix? That'd be a hard one for me to decide, because I love Bob Dylan. I can't get no relief. Maybe someday we'll critically ask that question on the air. All right, back on the phones. Let's go to Bob in Denver. Bob, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
I was going to say, you know, congratulations. You should be international, not just national.
Well, thank you. I don't think so. I'm lucky to have anything.
Two quick comments, as I know you're short on time. Number one is the sports thing and all these athletes are good for the Republicans because most of them end up being Republicans, and it also is good for them because it proves you can cheat and still be successful.
Yeah.
And then the other thing, real quick, and you talked about it yesterday, as the red states get redder, isn't it kind of ironic that the more they try to clamp down on anybody talking about global warming and when they're gonna wake up when it's 140 in Fargo?
Well, I think the public knows something's wrong. I think they're now starting to come around to the idea that this whole thing, that there's something out there that's wrong and the global warming or whatever it is a real threat, because everybody you talk to complains and gripes about the weather. And when I was coming back from Las Vegas here this last week, when I wasn't here on Monday because I was flying back, and we were all on the plane, and the pilot announced the weather on the ground in Denver, and I believe it was in the upper 90s, there was a big collective sigh, like, oh.
Like that was good?
No, that they wanted it cooler.
Oh, yeah.
So I think people know that something's going on. They're coming around slowly but surely to the fact that global warming is a reality, despite what big industry and despite what the authoritarian right tries to tell you.
But isn't it like a slowly cooking lobster in a big pot? I mean, it'd be too late by the time we understand,
well,
I'm afraid.
You know, we're going to have to do something about it. We're going to have to do something about it relatively quickly, but I think that people are starting to catch on faster than you'd believe.
Okay, well, thanks a lot. Good luck, and we'll talk to you later.
Okay, thanks, Bob. All right, let's go to Leo in Aurora. Leo, hi, you're on AM 760.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
Hey, Leo.
Hey, Hendrix rules, by the way.
Yeah,
in any case, relative to the global warming thing, you know, it's like education that starts at home. And I think that here in Colorado, if you take a look around the Denver area, number of homes going up and everything else, I want people to take a drive and figure out how many of these homes are solar.
More and more.
Very few of them that are brand new are solar. And I think that one thing that our own government, Democratic and Republican, needs to do is you need to start at home. You need to be an example for the rest of the country so that they can take the lead as well and force our government into these changes. And we're not doing enough even in our home state.
I don't know. When I was in Nevada, I saw a lot of solar homes.
Oh, yeah, but here in Colorado, we have over 300 days of sunlight, and we don't have near the solar homes we should have.
Hey, I want a solar home so bad I can't stand it.
You and I both.
I really do, man. I want to, you know what? Here's what I want to do. I want to give this up. I want to move to Boulder City, you know, where Hoover Dam is. I want to buy one of those little houses that was, you know, built for the dam workers. Many of them are restored and they're in really great shape. And it's a neat little city. And Vegas is only 30 minutes away. And put solar panels on my roof.
There you go.
And I would be in seventh heaven, man.
Oh, yeah. Just tell people on your broadcast, hey, drive around the city and take a look.
Yeah, you know, I would be in seventh heaven. I am so interested in solar power, and I read about it on the internet all the time, and I just can't wait to be able to have the bucks and to buy a home or have it installed where we solar panels all the way 100%.
Yeah. Have a good day. Have a great weekend.
All right, Leo, take care.
Yeah.
All right. Why don't you put solar panels on top of your house, Turk? God, you got a huge house out there in Highlands Ranch. You probably could put enough panels up there on top of your roof, not only for power for your own home, but also for your neighbors, too.
I could. I could probably power all of Highlands Ranch.
You've got a huge roof.
I'd do it, man. I don't know. You know, what are the costs? I don't know what the costs are to solarize your house.
Well, you should
No idea.
You should look into it. I would love to be able to say to XL Energy, hey, you know, nice of you to drop by, but... But really nice of you to drop by, but I only need like $5 worth this year. I'd love to be able to say that. Here's Abby in Aurora. Abby, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Dane.
Hi, Abby.
I just had a question about the Democratic candidates for, I believe it's CD7 that you were talking about earlier.
Right.
Well, I live in Aurora. I just moved there, and I don't know very much about the candidates. I just got my absentee ballot in the mail, and I just wanted you to speak to some of the differences between the three of them, Peggy in particular. I just want to make an informed decision, and I thought, why don't I call Jay and see what his thoughts are?
Well, you know, here's what I would tell you to do. Here's what I would tell you. I would tell you to go to Peggy Lamb's website and read about what she's about and what she believes. Go to Ed Perlmutter's website, read about what he believes. Go to Herb Rubenstein's website and read about what he believes and what he thinks. Take that all in consideration, think about it, and then make your decision. Don't make your decision based on what a talk show host would tell you, because what may be right for me and what I may think as being and what reasons I may have may have nothing to do with the way you feel. So I could tell you that for instance, that I think, you know, Peggy Lamb's a pretty straight shooter, that I like her, that I like a lot of her ideas when I've sat and talked with her. But what makes the choice there very, very hard is they're all fine candidates, and they're all good people. Herb Rubenstein is like one of the best people on this planet. You'll never meet a smarter, more articulate, nicer guy. He's really a good man. And I've enjoyed having him on here. I've enjoyed having him in. And Ed Perlmutter is good people, too. So you got to read up and make up your decision, make your mind up in that sense, because I'm not the one to help you make up your mind on that.
No, that makes sense. I usually agree with what you say, so I figured, this might be a way to get some information. But, no, that's a good idea. Do you know other websites? Do they end in .coms?
Yeah, they all end in .coms. There's Peggy Lamb for Congress. I believe there's Ed Perlmutter for Congress, and there's also Herb Rubenstein for Congress. And if you go to Google, you can Google up all their websites.
Okay, that's fabulous. Thank you very much.
Okay, Abby, thanks for asking.
Bye.
Okay, see you later. Yeah, I really, because I've got, you know, there's a lot I could say, a lot more I could say about CD7. There's a lot more I could say about all of that. There's a lot more I could say about the people involved. But I pretty much am not saying anything more about it other than I am for Peggy Lamb. But, you know, you should go make up your own mind. The day that comes that you start believing 100% what people on the radio tell you, I don't care who they are, then you know what? You're in trouble. You've always got to check for yourself. All right, coming up next, we go nationwide with the Springer Show. And we're going to do open phones there, too. They don't know that, but we are. We'll bring a little Jay to Jerry. And you got to use 1-877-34-JERRY.
You've got Jay.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos.
Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
The number 7, Bruce.com. You can be making money within 30 days, guaranteed. So log on to 7Bruce.com now.
J. Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Andy Rose, The Majority Report. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk.
KKZN, Morton, Denver, Boulder.
And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedetani.
From the highs this week of 113.
California is waking up to what should be good news. A deadly two-week heat wave is about to let up. CBS News meteorologist George Cullen.
Temperatures will be settling to near normal levels today across much of California. So that means 70s right along the coast, 80s and 90s as you get further away from the shoreline, and then mid-90s over the valleys.
California health officials say 2 weeks of brutal heat have taken about 100 lives. In Fresno, coroner Laura Lee Cervantes has her staff going out to help people who could be in trouble.
Our protocol to our deputy staff is if you go to a home where someone is found collapsed and there's no air conditioning and the house is hot, bring them in.
Cooling off, the economy seems to be doing just that. Live to CBS's Barry Bagnato. Barry, what are the latest numbers telling us?
That the gross domestic product, the value of the nation's goods and services, meandered up just 2.5% in the second quarter.
It's the result of a much weaker housing market, which is now beginning to show up in the data.
Mark Zandi at economy.com. The stock market shot up when Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke told Congress a softening economy would ease inflation pressures. You wouldn't know it by these numbers. Closely watched core inflation, excluding food and energy, jumped nearly 3%, increasing pressure on the Fed to hike interest rates again. Live in Washington, Barry Bagnato, CBS News.
Well, the fighting between Israel and Hezbollah continues in southern Lebanon. Americans caught up in the war, getting one last chance to get out on a ship that's due to leave Beirut sometime today. Miriam Ajani of Dearborn, Michigan, hopes to be on that ship after dodging bombs on her way to Beirut.
There was blood splattered everywhere, and there was one child still moving. We tried to go help the little child, but there was airplanes still there. We tried to get out, but the bombs kept shooting, so we couldn't help anyway.
I'm Peter Mayer, live at the White House. The Middle East crisis will top the agenda as President Bush meets here this morning with British Prime Minister Blair. Blair has what a spokesman describes as an urgent proposal for a UN resolution to end the fighting. The British leader faces heavy pressure at home to distance himself from the president and call for an immediate ceasefire, but President Bush says he wants a lasting peace plan. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
He's already serving life for one murder, but Colorado inmate Robert Brown has confessed to 48 more over a quarter century, and investigators believe he's telling the truth.
In various locations around the country, families of the victims are now coming to grips with their losses. Many of these families have spent years not knowing exactly what happened to their loved ones. The mother of one victim, who was 20 at the time of her death, said she always thought that her daughter's boyfriend might have been responsible.
CBS's Steve Futterman in Colorado Springs. Tour de France winner Floyd Landis says he didn't cheat, even though he failed a doping test. Just ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street, S&P futures are up a point. This is CBS News.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. Colorado could be housing the most prolific serial killer our country's ever witnessed. 53-year-old Robert Charles Brown, convicted in 1995 for the murder of Heather Dawn Church in Black Forest, has told authorities he's killed as many as 48 other people across the country. El Paso County Sheriff Terry Makita describes one heinous act.
Robert took her to a local motel. They had consensual sex. He strangled her with his hands. He disarticulated the body, placed it in a suitcase, and made two trips to dispose of the body in a remote area in a ditch.
Brown's in a Canyon City prison for church's murder. Police say they can now link him to 8 Colorado murders. He says he's left bodies of 48 scattered across several states. He says he began killing back in 1970. The commander of NORAD is expected to announce today that he'll be scaling back operations within the legendary Cheyenne Mountain.
As a business owner, you know you have a good product or service, and you know if more people knew about it, your business would grow. CustomersAreListening.com makes radio advertising available to anyone who wants to tell more people about their business. We believe you shouldn't have to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars to advertise on the radio. That's why we've made advertising on the radio affordable and easy by giving you the chance to shop for radio in a no-pressure environment where you can decide how much you want to spend and where you want to spend it. We keep your costs low by offering a smaller number of commercials and letting you pick the customers that you want to reach. All you do is visit CustomersAreListening.com and pick from 8 radio stations that you think your customers are listening to. If you're ready to take your business to the next level, visit CustomersAreListening.com. That's CustomersAreListening.com.
Running a small business is like raising a child. You nurture it, giving up your time and energy just to make sure it grows and stays healthy. You sacrifice yourself to give it every chance at success. But if you haven't incorporated yet, it could all disappear in an instant, taking with it your personal assets like your car, your life savings, even your home. Fortunately, incorporating your business is fast and easy. In fact, you can do it in just 10 minutes. And there's an easy way to find out more. Just request a free guide today and learn about the wonderful benefits of incorporation from the Company Corporation. We don't offer legal or financial advice, but we have been helping people incorporate for over 100 years. Call 1-800-499-8458. Protect your family and personal assets by forming a corporation or limited liability company. Take your first step by requesting a free guide. Call 1-800-499-8458. 1-800-499-8458. That's 1-800-499-8458.
The last of the 06s are going fast. Claim yours before they're gone. See your local Chevy dealer today.
Goodbye, everybody. And roll music. And go. Take it away. Hello? Is he in there? Huh. You know what? I don't think Jerry's coming. Who else we got?
Now, filling in for Jerry Springer, Jay Marvin on the radio.
6 minutes past the hour, Jay Marvin, Springer on the radio, Jay in for Jerry. He's on vacation. He should be back on Monday. I hope he's back on Monday because I certainly won't be here on Monday. I may never be here again. You never know. You never know how this business is, man. I could be, just gone with the wind, and you'd never hear from me again, and I'm sure that would please some of you. 1-877-34-JERRY or 1-877-345-3779, and it's Friday around here, and it's a warm day here today, too. Going to be here in the Denver-Boulder area, 99 degrees. And it's hot across most of the country. Man, something is up with the weather. But it's your take, and we can talk about anything you want to talk about this morning. We do have Representative John Dingell from Missouri on, who will talk about the Democrats' gas plan, fuel plan, now that gas is going up again. And there are several other things to talk about in the news, and whatever it is that you're interested in, we can get into. Thank you so much to the numerous people who sent me emails yesterday claiming that I'm a Zionist because I defended Israel's right to defend itself. However, you know, I did make it clear that I don't think either side has anything to be proud of, and certainly Hezbollah, which is hiding its weapons caches in civilian buildings and integrating itself, forcing itself on the civilian populace of Lebanon, making it very, very hard for the Israelis to find and disarm them. Would that be the same thing as keeping the people of Lebanon hostage? Would that be the same thing as them keeping the people of Lebanon hostage? I wonder about that. Because they have the weapons hidden in their homes. You know, if you're going to fight, you're going to fight. But you're not going to hide behind civilians. And that's exactly what Hezbollah is doing. Also, Hezbollah is hell-bent on setting up a theocracy. Now, why there is this strain of the left that seems to be pro Hezbollah is beyond me. Because you know what? I don't want to deal with anybody who's thinking about setting up a religious theocracy, either right or left. I don't care who they are. I reject them 100%. And Israel is a democratic state. It has multi-party system, which is something that Hezbollah would never tolerate, nor would Al-Qaeda ever tolerate that. None of those people would. So I know there's a fringe element of you out there on the left, way on the left out there, that, you know, all solidarity with Hezbollah and, boy, what Israel's doing is wrong and whatever, whatever. But I ask you to consider the fact of who you're getting in bed with this whole theocracy business. Plus, on top of that, which I said yesterday, and I'll go back to it again, look at countries' reactions to military threats. This country primarily, in the Cuban Missile Crisis in 62, and also Afghanistan. Most of us were for going into Afghanistan and getting bin Laden, which, of course, we never closed the door on Tora Bora. That was the Bush administration's mistake, and we never got him. And he's still out there. And they're still sending out tapes, and the media is still jumping on it. But I don't want to get in bed with any theocracy. So you can send me all the emails you want to, labeling me a Zionist. I'm not a Zionist by any stretch of the imagination. I just don't side with Hezbollah, Hamas, or anybody who would set up a religious theocracy. And that includes the authoritarian religious right in this country. I oppose them, and I oppose anybody who would talk about setting up a theocracy. And I was sitting yesterday thinking about this, thinking about these emails that I'd received, and I thought to myself, why would you crawl in bed with those people? Yes, the civilian casualties that occurred in Lebanon and that are going on in Lebanon are terrible. They're god-awful. There's no question about it. Which is the reason I say that neither side has anything to brag about. But Hezbollah really is at fault because they're integrating themselves in with civilians. They're hiding weapons and caches of weapons and Katyusha rocket launchers in people's houses. And so what do you expect the Israelis to do? You expect them to sit back and do nothing? They're going to do something. They feel that they were attacked. And they feel like they have to do something. I can't gauge totally and completely whether their response is proportional or if it's overkill. Because I'm not a military expert. And I, you know what? I'm like you. I only see what the media shows me. And a woman called yesterday talking about, well, the Israelis are using weapons that are loaded with phosphorus and they're burning babies. And I saw the Lebanese doctor make that charge on CNN. But I didn't see anybody verify the charge. He was just making the charge. And the kids could have been burned up in, you know, numerous other ways in bombings. Because there are fires. And the Israelis say, and you know, the United States says, that all their armament does conform. I know that Hezbollah is firing Katyusha rockets with ball bearings because I saw the ball bearings on TV. All right, I had to get that off my chest about that old thing about, oh boy, I'm telling you, I can't wait for Jerry to get back. We've got another Zionist on the radio. I've laughed my entire life being called a Zionist. I'm nowhere near a Zionist. I'm about as anti-religious Jewish as you're ever going to meet. I mean, you're talking to a guy who was kicked out of Hebrew school at 13 for sassing the rabbi, never to be admitted back again. And then I also think about that call from that guy yesterday from New York about the Jews are always complaining about, well, Hanukkah's not included and blah, blah, blah. And what I should have said to him was, I should have said, yeah, you want to know something? We got a point. And then I know that anti-Semitism is alive and well in this country. How do I know it? Because you know what? I've seen it. I've seen it in the broken windows of my synagogue. And I've also seen it with the swastikas painted on the sides of my synagogue. And trust me, being Jewish growing up in Orange County, California was no picnic. I mean, you know how it is when you're 16, 17, you see a girl, you want to date her? Couldn't date her. Why not? Because I was Jewish. She doesn't go out with Jews. Okay, well. Or you're sitting amongst people, innocent people who you either work with or just in a public place. And somebody says, oh, and I was Jewed down. Then you have either two choices. You shut up and you let it go. and you don't say anything because you don't want to cause a scene, or you say, hey, man, I resent that I'm Jewish, and you do cause a scene. That kind of stuff does go on. But you know what? I don't know of any major Jewish figure in this country that has talked about being persecuted. But you know what? I'll tell you what I do hear. I hear it about Christians being persecuted all the time out of the likes of Pat Robertson, out of the likes of Jerry Falwell, Bill O'Reilly. I mean, constantly. And how can you be persecuted if you're in the majority? All right, it is open phones. We can talk about anything we want to talk about. I don't know how I got off on that. I guess it was just a holdover as I was laying in bed last night waiting to fall asleep, because I go to bed at 7 o'clock in the evening because I get up at 3. And I was waiting to fall asleep, and I was thinking about all of this yesterday, last night, and I was thinking, you know what, I just have to get on in the opening part of the Springer Show. I just got to get on and say this. I got to say my piece about this. I really do. And, not all talk show hosts have all the answers, and not all talk show hosts are right all the time, and I'm certainly not right all the time. And a lot of times I let things slip by, or I think about them later, after they've already happened, and I think to myself, boy, I wish I could have said that. And I've always said that if, you start listening to somebody on the radio who's a talk show host, and they start telling you they have all the answers, then you better run, because they don't. You got to use critical thinking skills, because nobody has all the answers. It's just not possible. All right, I want to get into this Hispanic lawmaker blasts English proposal. I want to talk about that. But I also want to talk about anything else that you want to get into here this morning, or whatever time it is, depending on where you are. 1-877-34-JERRY or 1-877-345-3779. Here on this program, locally, here in the Denver Boulder area, it's a well-appreciated tradition to have the phones open on Friday, and for you to be able to cover anything we've talked about this week, or anything that may be on your mind, or something that you wanted to talk about that you couldn't get in to talk about, and we can do that as well. So we'll be hanging around here for the next couple hours together, and I'm glad you're here. And this is Jay Marvin sitting in for Jerry Springer. And this, of course, is Springer on the radio.
This is Jerry Springer.
Hey, I'm Jerry Springer on vacation right now, but listening in every day to make sure my guest hosts are maintaining my high standards. I mean, how hard could that be?
Right now, be the 20th caller to 877-345-3779 and win a potential conversation with Jerry Springer.
All right.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly, and most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new, built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-771-1875. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-771-1875. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-771-1875. That's 1-800-771-1875.
Monroe Shocks and Struts. It's a buy two, get two free sale. Now that's a plus. Visit BrakesPlus.com for locations and money-saving coupons. Brakes Plus, a proud sponsor of your Colorado Rockies.
Pirates have taken over local Volvo retailers in celebration of Volvo's model year-end sales event. To make room for all of the treasures that Pirates are leaving behind, Volvo is making a limited-time $389 lease offer on the XC90 V8 and are offering you a chance to win some treasure for yourself. Visit a Volvo retailer and pick up a Pirates coin with a secret code which unlocks an online virtual treasure chest. Register and enter to win great prizes like a trip for your family to a secret tropical destination, a home entertainment system, a Zizzle's Pirates of the Caribbean Dead Man's Chest toy prize package, a Kodak's Ultra Slim pocket-sized EasyShare V603 digital camera, or free music downloads. No purchase necessary. Rules can be found at VolvoCarsTreasure.com or participating Volvo retailers.
Lease an all-wheel drive Volvo XC90 V8 for $389 a month for 24 months. $3,904 due at signing. Taxes, title, and registration fees extra. Call 877-24-VOLVO for details. Visit your Denver Volvo retailer for a test drive today.
Hi, I'm David, and if you're waking up in the middle of the night to urinate like I was, then you'll want to take advantage of this free offer. If you have sexual dysfunction or pain, burning, or dribbling during or after urination, then you may have a condition known as benign prostate enlargement. This is potentially serious and may only get worse with age. So if you're taking saw palmetto to help support a healthy prostate, then you should know that research points to something more powerful. It's called beta prostate, and its primary ingredient contains 3,000 times more concentration than ordinary saw palmetto. And you'll find the results that you're looking for.
Call 5-1.
Remember, it's 3,000 times more concentrated than ordinary saw palmetto. So it works better, and it's healthy to take.
For your risk-free trial of beta prostate, call 1-800-210-3461. That's 1-800-210-3461. Try beta prostate risk-free. That's 1-800-210-3461.
Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer on AM 760.
Progressive Talk.
Past the hour, Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer, and it's good to be along with you. 1-877-34-JERRY or 1-877-345-3779, and it's your take. It's open phones, along with some of the stuff that I've brought to the table. And we'll go to the phones. Let's go to John in Austin, Texas. John, hi, you're on.
Good morning. First of all, I'd like to thank you for letting people voice their opinion. I think that's very important, and seems like when you listen to the conservative radio stations, radio talk shows, they don't let you speak your mind. Mm. But, I'm sorry, I you know, respectfully disagree with your assessment. I just have a question as to why we support Israel at all. Why do we give them economic support? Why do we give them military support? I think that's a big reason why terrorism against the United States exists.
Well, I think we give them economic support, and I think we give them military support, and I think we're involved with them out of our shared combined histories. I think that's number one, and number two, they are a democratic entity, and there was a terrible, terrible feeling over what had happened after World War II. I don't think that we, in supporting Israel, I believe that we need to be an even-handed broker in the Middle East. So you can't always say that Israel is always 100% correct because, you know what, human beings are never 100% correct. And this idea that the administration has where they won't talk to certain actors in this whole drama, to me, is absolutely wrong. And if anything, going into Iraq and having to deal with that and pictures of Condoleezza Rice playing the piano last night, I believe it was, while all of this is going on, jeopardizes our position as being, one, an honest broker, and two, a power broker. And this administration, to me, has committed kind of the ultimate sin, which is it's sat for 6 years and done nothing. I mean, I think if you have a really complex problem, and most problems are complex, you know, most problems that are worth working out are really complex. You have to take a long time to get them done. They're not going to get done overnight, even though that's what we want. And this administration is not involved the time. So in defending Israel, I'm not going to say that Israel is right 100% of the time, because nobody is right 100% of the time.
Can I ask you something? Don't you agree that terrorism would not, I mean, 9/11 would not have happened had it been for our support of Israel?
No, I don't agree with that. I think that if you want to find out about why 9/11 happened, you have to look at what bin Laden talked about and what bin Laden wanted. And what bin Laden wanted and what bin Laden talked about was he wanted the United States out of the Middle East. He wanted us to go away. In other words, he wanted us to get out of Saudi Arabia. That was his number one thing. And he didn't want us to have any strategic presence in the Middle East at all. That's exactly what he talked about. That's exactly what he is about. And it had nothing to do with us being involved in Israel, nor does it have anything to do with the Israeli-Palestinian situation per se. I think that if we were to fix the Israeli-Palestinian situation, I think it would ratchet down a lot of the violence that's going on there, but I don't think it would affect bin Laden. Bin Laden is not the whole Middle East either, by the way, and there are people in the Middle East who don't like him, and there are people in the Middle East who don't want al-Qaeda involved. For instance, the Lebanese do not want al-Qaeda involved in Lebanon. They don't want him around.
Okay.
Go back and read his writings. In other words, read Imperial Hubris. Read the books by Michael Schreuer, who was involved in looking for bin Laden for years and years and years. Or if you want to read a current book, and I think it's a must read, go read the 1% Solution by Susskind, and he discusses all of this.
Yes. Well, all I see is our foreign policy is dictated by nothing but economics. And
oh yeah, of course.
From what I see, there is no economic advantage to supporting Israel. That's all I'm saying.
Well, do you think that a foreign policy should be based on economics alone? Because basing a foreign policy on economics has gotten us to where we are today.
That's an excellent point, and that's why I'm very cynical about both Republicans and Democrats supporting Israel, because every other tie that we have with every other country has nothing to do with morality. Or, for example, look at all the genocide that's going on in Africa. We haven't taken sides with anybody there. We haven't tried to help anybody out. All we do, we don't support each side of those conflicts militarily or economically. And those folks are hurting a lot more than what Israel's. I'm not anti.
Well,
I really question our policy.
Yeah, but listen,
it's destructive to America.
But check this out. First of all, that's the Bush administration. That's the current government. That's the Bush administration's fault for not going in there and not being more actively involved in Africa. That's number one. Number two, I put you in a position where you choose either a European-style parliamentary democracy, which is what Israel is, or a group of people who are dedicated to setting up a theocracy with no democracy, and you're forced to take a choice because it's in a very volatile region with very precious minerals, very precious natural resources that your country needs. Whose side are you going to act on?
I just have a problem with us going into Iraq or.
I do too.
But you're not answering my question. Yes. Well, what I would like to say is that we have no business going in and dictating to other people how to run their country.
Unless it affects us directly, right?
I'm sorry.
Unless it affects us directly.
You're talking about economically.
Okay, but
because that's all this country works.
I agree, but the real choice right now is to side with a democracy or side with people who are hell bent and are using innocents as hostages, more or less. But people who are hell bent on setting up a theocracy, which side do you choose?
It's not up to me because
it is up
I'm
to
not
you.
I'm not in power.
It is up to you to choose, though, but it is up to you to choose because you're the one making the point, and you're the one I'm having the conversation with, so it is up to you to choose. And then I got to get an answer quick because I'm running out of time.
Okay. I choose the people that would help the United States economically the best, regardless of what kind of country that they run.
All right.
Thank you. I appreciate the call.
Thank you. I don't agree with you, but I respect your right to your opinion. Jerry Springer on vacation, Jay Marvin moderating here, and this is Springer on the fabulous, fabulous, all-electronic, stereophonic, woofer and tweeter working, energy-efficient radio.
In for Jerry Springer on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Genesis 13.
AM 760 with Jay Marvin. Mornings at 6. At 10 a.m., it's Al Franken. Ed Schultz at 1 and Randy Rose at 4. Get the real story on AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Protesters on the Alameda overpass have cleared off and actually starting to get better for northbound I-25 coming up through the bridges. Southbound's kind of getting busy now. As you make that drive through T-Rex, we're starting to see slowdowns from Broadway getting down to University, and then it opens up into the DTC. Southbound 225, really kind of backed up from after Parker Road down towards I-25. That's usual stuff. Northbound side, we haven't seen any slowing yet. Checking clear both directions of east and westbound I-70. No delays for I-76. Eastbound 270, always a slow drive across Commerce City, and we're seeing that this morning. Weather for today, sunny, hot, and dry. Highs right around 98 degrees. Right now we're at 69. Maren O'Neill, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Stop by Old Chicago today for delicious homemade pizzas, pastas, calzones, and more. Thirsty? Try their lineup of 110 beers from around the world. For lunch, dinner, even late night, think Old Chicago. Eat, drink, and be yourself.
Would it be crazy if you packed your bags and left? For a week, a month, a year. What if you left for 2 years? What if you were going far away to help in a village on the edge of the Gobi Desert? To teach children and learn a thing or two about yourself. Would that be crazy? Peace Corps. Life is calling. How far will you go?
To learn more about the Peace Corps, join us this Tuesday night at 7 at the REI Denver flagship store in Lodo. For more information, visit peacecorps.gov.
Hey, how was practice?
Awesome. You'll need to be there at 6 tomorrow.
No problem.
Dad, heads up.
Ooh, like I said, no problem.
Who's counting on your brakes today? Your brakes are too important to trust to just anyone. Ask whoever does your brakes if they use ASE certified mechanics. Midas has over 3,000. So head to Midas, America's leader in brakes, where you can get lifetime guaranteed brake pads or shoes installed for just $89.95 per axle. You'll never have to buy replacement pads or shoes for as long as you own your car. Midas knows how much you count on your brakes. Be safe. Trust the Midas touch. Additional parts, ceramic pads, and labor extra. See manager for limited guarantee terms. Most vehicles not valid with discount offers. Prices and participation may vary.
Don't miss out on the great summer specials at your Denver metro area Midas. And make sure you check your mailbox or go to Midas.com for even more savings on brake jobs, air conditioning, and maintenance services. Don't trust your vehicle to just anyone. Trust the Midas touch.
Sometimes you feel like you're just a number. To the banks, the credit card companies, the lenders, and financial institutions, you are just a number, your credit score. And unless that number is above their standards, you get stuck paying more for everything. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. If you don't have perfect credit, banks will either take advantage of you or slam the door in your face. But I want to send you a free tape that shows you how my proven system will wipe the slate clean once and for all. My system doesn't just raise your credit score, it will permanently insulate your credit status so it can never come back to haunt you again. It works no matter how bad your credit is or how much debt you have. Call today and I'll send you a free tape showing you the power of my proven system. You can hit the reset button on your credit score and wipe the slate clean. Let me show you how. Call right now to get my free tape. 1-800-600-4004. That's 1-800-600-4004. 1-800-600-4004.
The Al Franken Show.
Help people start paying attention to politics more. That's what we're trying to do on the show.
And we do it by being fair but unbalanced.
But the unbalanced part is just we're advocates. But we always tell the truth.
People who got their news primarily from Fox were 4 times more likely to have misconceptions about the war in Iraq.
So actually the act of watching Fox makes you stupider.
Al Franken. Weekday mornings at 10 on AM 760. Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
This is another energy update from your friends at Extorco Oil. It's true. Our industry makes huge profits. Some people are angry about that, but we'd like to set the record straight. Oil doesn't grow on trees like money does. We have to find it, pay for it, kill a few people for it, extract it, ship it, spill it, pretend to mop it up, refine what's left, and then block 3 lanes of traffic pumping it into your local mini-mart. It's a big job, an expensive job, but thanks to Americans like you, you're paying for it. At Extorco Oil, we're drilling deep into your pockets to help finance our quest. Don't worry, even if the world runs out of oil, we'll never run out of money, because Extorco is committed to our green energy policy. At Extorco Oil, we promise to keep pulling the energy out of the ground and the prices out of thin air.
Jerry Springer on the radio.
34 past the hour. Boy, ExxonMobil made record profits. Record profits. You don't think anybody on Capitol Hill ought to look into that? And you know what? That's something else I should ask. You know, what are the prices for gas across the country? What are we paying here? About $3 a gallon? A little over $3 a gallon? It's going to get rough. All right, let's go to James in Austin. James, hi, you're on.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, I just wanted to thank you first for letting me be on, but you talked about oppression earlier and being oppressed as a Jewish guy, and I just want to say I'm really, like, disappointed with the Washington decision that upheld the ban against gay marriages. It's very similar to the New York decision and didn't get much news coverage yesterday. But I just want to say I'm really kind of upset about that and talk about it over the radio.
Yeah, I am disappointed about it, too. For the life of me, I do not see any reason why gay people, gays and lesbians in this country, have to be treated as second-class citizens. It defies any kind of logic on my part how if a man and a man or a woman and a woman want to get married and live, you know, and have the same rights as everybody else, how in the world it affects society as a whole. And by the way, James Dobson, who is, at least in this state, going around collecting signatures on an anti-gay measure, the same people that are collecting signatures for the anti-gay measure are also collecting signatures for a pro-marijuana measure. I think James Dobson should explain that to his little flock, his lambs. Don't you think he should explain that?
Well, definitely, if they're all stoned.
Yeah, but you know, I'm with you. I mean, I, you know, to me, it is draconian to keep people as second-class citizens. And I defy anybody to call me at 1-877-34-JERRY and tell me how it is that, you know, gay and lesbian couples threaten traditional marriage. The thing that threatens traditional marriage is domestic violence and divorce.
Yeah, and that's actually part of the problem. I mean, we talk a lot about gay marriage, but even in places where there is gay marriage, there isn't, like, rules set aside to how, you know, gay people can actually get a divorce.
And right.
Sometimes they end up being stuck in the relationship, which ends up in domestic violence and power and all sorts of stuff.
Right. I mean, I just think it's absolutely wrong. And one of these days there will be equality between the straight and gay world. We just have to keep working on it. That's all we can do, is just keep pressuring our legislators and keep bringing it up at every chance we get and keep bringing it to court every chance we get, and eventually things will turn around.
Well, thanks so much for having me on the air, and I appreciate it.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in. Appreciate it, too, James. Have a good day. Let's go to T-Luck in Manhattan. T-Luck, hi, you're on.
Hey, Jay, hi. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
I wanted to mention about the swastika a little bit. You spoke of the swastika being used as a hate symbol against the Jews.
Mm-hmm.
And being I'm from a Hindu religion, we have used the swastika for thousands of years as a religious symbol. And I know I can't change policy, but because one idiot 60 years ago named Hitler decided to use our symbol as a hate symbol, now everyone thinks it's a hate symbol without knowing the true history of the swastika.
Well, you know what? That one crazy individual cost a lot of people a lot of lives and created a lot of misery.
Understood. Yeah, so that's why I know I can't change the feeling that people have against this symbol. But I don't think that a lot of people actually know where the symbol came from. And that's what I just wanted to put on the air, that, you know, it's been used for thousands of years as a religious symbol, and people should look at it like that and ignore all the stuff that they don't know about. If the people who are putting it as a hate symbol, they're just foolish and don't know what they're using.
Well, that's easy to say, but what do you do when somebody applies it to you as a hate symbol Do you supposed to just laugh at them and go, well, it's a religious symbol and you don't know what you're talking about and dismiss their actions?
I don't know. I just wanted to put it out there.
Well, you should think about that a little bit, though, so, you know, you maybe would see the reason why people get upset when they see that stuff, because it's used in a hateful manner. I see that.
The thing is, though, it's a religious symbol. It's some people even say it's a variation of the cross. But even the cross is used by different people in different hateful ways, like the KKK and some of these devil worshippers. But people still don't ridicule the cross, do they?
I think they ridicule the use of it at times when it's inappropriate and it's wrong. I think that they point out about burning crosses. I think that they point out about the authoritarian religious right and the moves that they make in trying to shape the country into a theocracy. I think that they do make points about it. I think they do bring it up.
Yes, I think that they would be using that in the wrong way, just as they are using the swastika in the wrong way with the wrong meaning. And, I really don't want to change it. I don't have any greater opinion than that. I just wanted to put that out there.
All right. Thank you, T-Luck. Appreciate the call. Thank you so much. I just think it's very hard to get people to look at it that way. As being a religious symbol and not being a symbol of national socialism, of Nazism. And the people I see use the swastika are usually skinheads. And to me, they're the most disgusting people on the face of this planet. Skinheads. Well, almost the most disgusting. Well, there they are. They're the most disgusting. They're the most disgusting people. And it has a bad, bad historical omen. And it is used as a symbol of hate. I don't think anybody gives anybody a swastika with the symbol of love. And, you know, once again, you may be in a, you know, minority religion situation there, but I think the majority of the public, you ask them what the swastika stands for, and they would tell you that it stands, you know, that it stands for the Nazi movement. J. Marvin in for Jerry Springer. He's on vacation. He'll be back on Monday, 1-877-34-JERRY, or 1-877-345-3779. Good to have you along. J. Marvin in for Jerry Springer. This is Springer on the Radio.
Email jerry@springeronTheRadio.com.
Hey, everyone. I'm currently in Iraq teaching an ethics course to Iraqi children. Wash your hands, ladies first, and turn your satellite radio to Jerry Springer on the Radio.
Your opinion expressed when calling Jerry at 877-345-3779 will be kept confidential.
All our calls are being monitored. Got that?
Oh, never mind. Jerry Springer.
I'm Bob Kirkpatrick of Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects. Over the past 35 years, some of the most fulfilling home projects I've worked on are the ones that allow me to help improve someone else's everyday life. From building a wheelchair ramp to widening doorways, I pride myself on helping to create a barrier-free environment for those with physical disabilities. Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects is here for you. Call me anytime at 720-529-5442 or look at my work and a list of references online at KirkpatrickWindowsDenver.com.
Nickelback, the most explosive show on the planet, is coming. August 9th at Coors Amphitheater. Nickelback, 3 days, Grace, Chevelle, and Hinder. Tickets are on sale now. Fans from coast to coast can't get enough. August 9th at Coors Amphitheater. Nickelback plus special guest, 3 days, Grace. Chevelle. And Hinder. Listen carefully. Tickets are on sale now at all Ticketmaster outlets, 303-830-TIXS or Ticketmaster.com. Produced by EEG Live and House of Blues Concerts. Nickelback brings you the most explosive show on the planet.
Today, click on the blue list and support the companies that support AM 760.
You go online searching for the best deal on hotel rooms, and there's always this nagging feeling that there's a better deal out there. We get it. We're Hotwire.com, and we guarantee the lowest prices on 3- and 4-star hotels. How do we do it? Hotwire has special deals with 3- and 4-star hotels. When they have unsold hotel rooms, they give them to Hotwire.com, and we give them to you at prices lower than any other travel site. Guaranteed.
like Four Stars in Denver? Travelocity price $139. Hotwire.com price just $93. Or Four Stars in San Francisco? Orbitz price $149. Hotwire.com price just $94. So why risk paying more on other travel sites when Hotwire.com gives you unsold rooms at deep discounts? Guaranteed. Hotwire.com. Four-star luxury, two-star prices. Log on to Hotwire.com today and get a four-star hotel in downtown Denver from just $84 a night. Hotwire's booking process differs from fixed travel sites. Exact hotel disclosed after booking. All bookings final. Rate subject to change in availability, not including tax recovery charges or fees. Guarantee details on site.
Now you'll have to replace that window. What about that old, ugly patio door? Now's the time to replace your windows and doors. Pella Windows and Doors is having a Windows Your Way sale. $500 off any installed Designer Series patio door with the purchase of four installed Architect Series or Designer Series windows. Pella's number one brand, professionally installed, beautiful, affordable doors and windows. For a free home appointment, call 866-635-5281 or visit Pella.com.
Jay Marvin, filling in for Jerry Springer.
On the radio.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Minutes past the hour. Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer, who's on vacation. This is Springer on the radio, and it's good to have you along. Coming up at the top of the hour, is it top of the hour? Do we have Gene Galvin with the blog? Yeah, we got Gene. We'll dig up some interesting stuff. Meanwhile, it's your take. It's all open phones here today. 1-877-34-JERRY or 1-877-345-3779. Let's go to Dave in the Florida Keys. Dave, hi, you're on.
Hi, how are you today, sir?
I'm doing really good. How about yourself?
Good. I'd like to talk a little bit about the gay marriage thing.
Sure, go ahead.
I have no problems with people, you know, whoever wants to get married, you know, and live together, you know, go for it, you know, and I believe that they should be able to get married. I believe what our government's main issue is the benefits they're going to have to pay out in that they, for Social Security and things like this, the additional issues that they're going to have there with the gay marriage. I don't think it's a religious issue to them. I believe it's all about the money.
No, I completely disagree. I think it's a religious-driven issue, driven very, very hard by the authoritarian religious right along with the GOP. And, you know, when you talk about the payouts and what the government would have to pay out on Social Security and the other things that they have to pay out, most people in this country gripe when things are exclusionary, when they are not, you know, when they don't involve, you know, everybody. In other words, when they're means tested. So why should straight couples who decide to get married, why should they benefit, and gay couples who can't get married and they can't benefit? Why should gay couples have to take an exception when it comes to benefits?
Oh, I agree. I believe that they should be able to get married. I just believe that the GOP and these people are so monetarily driven that's what their issue is.
See, I think it's a payoff. I think it's a payoff. I think it's a payoff to their religious base.
Okay. Like I say, I just really believe that the benefits and things like that are what. I agree with your thought process as far as, you know, with gay marriage. Let's let them get married. I have no problem with that.
Right.
I just really believe that the GOP is much more monetarily driven than what you're giving them credit for.
Well, they are monetarily driven. They like to label those of us who are progressives and those of us on the left as being elitist snobs, when indeed if you go look at the GOP and you go look at their votes on Capitol Hill and you go look at who funds them, nobody is more elitist than they are, and they protect their elitist friends. But they also have a very, very large, they also have a very, very large religious base that keeps them in power, and that's why they like to work these wedge issues like gay marriage. Dave, thank you. Appreciate the call. Let's go to Brian in Portland, Maine. Brian, hi, you're on.
Hi, Jay. Thank you very much for having me this morning.
Hi.
And I just wanted to respond. A caller said that, or I'm sorry, your response to a caller talking about the inability to have gay marriage in the United States, and you're calling it draconian. I agree with that 100%, but what I fail to see is how you don't see the Israeli government as being a draconian government, seeing how it's marginalized and dehumanized Palestinians for years. And now then, and I agree, two soldiers were captured by Hezbollah, and that is wrong, but it does not warrant a full-scale war which has created over 100,000 refugees now, people fleeing their home. That is completely disproportionate and is completely wrong, and I don't see how you could support that as being the symbol of democracy that we should all rally.
Well, I don't agree with their human rights violations, and I think those things need to be worked out, and I think Israel needs to be scolded when they engage in human rights violations against the Palestinians, and they have done it, like bulldozing their homes without any kind of oath or affirmation that any kind of crime was committed, keeping them in cages, subjecting them to beatings, making life for them absolutely impossible. I agree with that 100,000%. On the second point that you brought up about the disproportionate response, the only thing I would ask you to view is, I would ask you to view your own country's response to two specific incidents, one being the Cuban Missile Crisis and two being 9/11, and the response that that we launched in regards to both of those things. And here you've got a country that's got, a rebel group that has integrated itself in with the civilians and more or less holds them and the country hostage. And they've got 14 to 12,000 rockets staring at you. And then they engage in a provocation. And you simply turn around and say, well, you know what? My man, enough is enough. And we basically have had enough. But I don't agree.
Can I respond to that?
Well, all right. I'm going to have to put you on hold. Hang on, and we'll come back. And I'll respond to you. It's J. Marvin in for Jerry Springer, and this is Springer on the radio.
Hey, Jerry's talking to you.
You can talk back
by calling 877-345-3779. That's 877-34-JERRY.
Springer
on the radio.
Jay.
In for Jerry Springer.
AM 760. Progressive Talk. The issues you care about.
Embryonic stem cell research.
Israel and Lebanon.
Global warming.
The topics you want dissected.
These people just don't care. They don't care whether or not we have health care coverage at all.
I'm simply asking that they live side by side in nonviolence.
And the longer that the fighting goes on, the harder it gets.
If they would just ignore each other, everything would be fine.
And the hosts that bring you Progressive Talk every day.
Obviously, there's a lot to talk about.
AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Do you need someone in your corner to help you with a real estate problem? Do you feel like you're getting ripped off on a mortgage transaction? Then tune into The Real Estate Advocate, noon to two Saturdays, with real estate and mortgage expert Sean Healy of Keller Williams Preferred Realty. Sean is here to help you with all your real estate and mortgage questions. Call him at 303-252-4444. That's 303-252-4444. And tune into The Real Estate Advocate right here, noon to two each Saturday.
Roofing, we're on top of it. 303-761-6400. When it's time for a new roof, that's the only number you need. If your home needs a new roof this year, call Excel Roofing, Denver's most trusted roofer. We make it so easy. Your Excel Roofing project manager will take care of your job from start to finish. Excel Roofing has set the standard with our no payment until the job is finished and you are satisfied policy. Don't pay anyone in advance. This is the only way to have work done on your home. Call us today for a free in-home estimate at 303-761-6400. Excel is the original roofer on Tom Martino's referral list. When Tom Martino needed a new roof, he used Excel Roofing. You should do the same. Call us at 303-761-6400 or check us on the web at excelroofing.com.
Excel Roofing, we're on top of it.
Red Lantern reminds that youth activities can have a positive influence in a young person's life. Whether it's sports, music, or the arts, sign-ups are going on right now in the community. Enroll your youngster today in a positive youth activity. This is from Red Lantern. They expertly prepare all your favorite Chinese dishes in a tradition of excellence. For a delightful dining experience, visit Red Lantern, 8770 Wadsworth Boulevard in Arvada. For reservations, call 422-8353.
Just Brakes.
My brakes are grinding. I need pads and shoes, right?
Just Brakes will replace pads and shoes on all four wheels and even machine rotors and drums for $99.88.
I'll come in next week.
Just Brakes recommends you bring your car in today. It's likely your brakes are already damaged.
Sounds serious.
It is. Brakes should be inspected at least once a year. Damage to major components can be a costly brake system nightmare.
Pads and shoes installed on all four wheels for $99.88. Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
At Just Brakes, we really do care.
Auto parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer on AM 760.
Progressive Talk.
In for the vacationing Jerry Springer. This is Springer on the radio. It's 53 after the hour. All right, let's bring Brian and Port LeMain out of the phone zone and let him respond. Brian, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
And, go ahead.
Thank you for letting me respond. And I can guarantee the likes of Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity would never allow for such dialogue. But anyhow, to the response, what would the United States do? In the United States, we had over 3,000 people that were killed in a direct attack. Whereas in Israel, two soldiers were captured, and there is a long history of Ariel Sharon working out hostage swaps or soldier swaps. And that could have easily been done here and prevented a full-scale war. But what is being launched now is a full-scale war against Lebanon, and Hezbollah is not the government. The government there is actually a bright hope of democracy in the Middle East, and Israel now is completely destroyed.
So what would you have the Israelis do when they have 12 to 14,000 rockets staring at them? What would you have them do? I mean, you conveniently left out the Cuban Missile Crisis, in which we almost went to nuclear war over the Russians positioning missiles in Florida, and John Kennedy said we're not going to have it, and the Israelis are tired of the over-the-border attacks from Hezbollah and Hamas and the rest. So they decided, you know, that this was it, and this was a straw that broke the camel's back, and that they were going to disarm them and degrade them. And what would you have them do if they have 12 to 14,000 rockets pointed at them, some of them that which can reach Tel Aviv? Would you have them just sit there and do nothing? And because the Lebanese government is powerless and can't do anything about it?
Well, there is a distinct difference between the missiles that were pointed at the United States. They could create mass harm. And what
well,
12 to 14,000
rockets can create a lot of harm.
Well, do you know what kind
and
of
kill a lot of kill a lot of innocent civilians?
Where do those numbers come from? I ask you. And did they actually
Israeli and American intelligence?
Well, and do you really support American intelligence? I mean,
I don't think they get it right all the time. But I think to try to dump it on the CIA over the weapons of mass destruction in Iraq is to buy the administration and the Condoleezza Rice line. When if you do some reading, not only in Richard Clark's book, but also Ron Susskind's book and other books about that whole situation, you'll find that the Cheney and his office and Rumsfeld pressured the CIA to come up with the conclusions that they were looking for, and then dumped it all onto the CIA. I mean, to say that you can't trust the intelligence of the United States is to buy the Cheney-Bush line that it was all the CIA's fault, when 9/11 and the whole thing preceding it, including Iraq, is the square fault of George W. Bush. Thank you, Brian, for the call. I appreciate it. And also Dick Cheney. I don't want to leave Dick Cheney out of there because he's also involved in that. And if you haven't read The 1% Solution by Ron Susskind, you ought to read it. It's a marvelous book. Frank Richard, The New York Times, recommends it. And Jay Marvin, sitting in for Jerry Springer on the radio, also recommends it. I'm not saying Israel's right all the time. All I'm saying is that the scenario plays out. Who do you choose? People hell-bent on a theocracy or people who at least understand democracy? Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer. This is Springer on the radio.
This is Springer on the radio.
Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Hi, I'm David. And if you're waking up in the middle of the night to urinate like I was, then you'll want to take advantage of this free offer. If you have sexual dysfunction or pain, burning, or dribbling during or after urination, then you may have a condition known as benign prostate enlargement. This is potentially serious and may only get worse with age. So if you're taking saw palmetto to help support a healthy prostate, then you should know that research points to something more powerful. It's called beta prostate, and its primary ingredient contains 3,000 times more concentration than ordinary saw palmetto, and you'll find the results that you're looking for. Remember, it's 3,000 times more concentrated than ordinary saw palmetto, so it works better, and it's healthy to take.
For your risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-210-3461. That's 1-800-210-3461. Try Beta Prostate risk-free. That's 1-800-210-3461.
Jay, in for Jerry Springer. AM 760, Progressive Talk.
So, Bob, nice car.
Yep, it sure is.
Win the lottery?
Nope.
Ah, you stole while you worked here.
Nah.
Get a new job?
Job? Not really.
Don't tell me you're your own boss now.
Yep.
You're making $5, $10, $15,000 a month?
Uh-huh.
How did you do it?
Well...
Not on your own. You had help.
Yep.
Who helped you? Your mommy?
Nope.
Your brother?
No, you did.
I did? Wait a minute. Don't tell me you got Bruce A. Berman's book and CD.
Sure did.
That Bruce A. Berman is making everybody rich.
Everybody but you. You should buy his book and CD now.
Thanks, Bob. This is Bruce Berman. If you want to make $5, $10, even $15,000 a month right now from the comfort of your own home, then you don't have to buy my book. I will give you a free copy of my book and my Making Money CD. That's over $100 value. This limited time free offer is available only on my website, 7bruce.com. That's the number 7bruce.com. That's the number 7bruce.com. You can be making money within 30 days, guaranteed. So log on to 7bruce.com now.
Not just talk. This is where progressives come to talk. AKZ and Thornton, Denver Boulder. And online at am760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. A ship set to sail from Beirut sometime today could be the last chance for Americans to get out of Lebanon. Miriam Ajami hopes to be on her way home to Dearborn, Michigan. She had to run a gauntlet of bombs just to reach Beirut.
There was blood splattered everywhere, and there was one child still moving. We tried to go help the little child, but there was airplanes still there. We tried to get out, but the bombs kept shooting.
Israeli artillery has reportedly hit a convoy evacuating villagers from southern Lebanon, wounding a journalist and a driver. Tony Blair visits the White House about an hour from now, and the war in Lebanon is sure to be a big part of that conversation.
I'm Dan Raviv in Tel Aviv. Israeli officials hope, in fact, they're quite confident that President Bush will not bow to possible pressure from Britain's prime minister to push harder and sooner for a ceasefire. Israel's ambassador in Washington reportedly told his government that the Bush administration wants Hezbollah to be hit hard as part of the global war on terrorism.
What goes up comes down, and Mark Zandi at economy.com says business growth is no exception.
Higher energy prices, weaker housing market all conspired to weigh on growth in the second quarter, which came in disappointing 2.5%, half the growth we experienced in the first and below the economy's potential.
But while growth is slowing, the report the government put out a short time ago has evidence inflation is heating up, which means the Fed may not be able to stop raising interest rates right away. The weather is still a hot topic on CBS radio affiliate KMJ in Fresno.
106 yesterday only. 101 today.
With 2 weeks of triple-digit highs, heat-weary Californians like Wayne Brown in Fresno are about to get some relief.
It's been awful. It was 106. It actually seemed nice, different from, you know, 112, 113.
CBS News meteorologist George Cullen.
Temperatures across California today will be near normal levels. So that's not bad. That means mid and upper 90s for interior sections, 80s right along the coastline. Over the weekend, it may actually be cooler than normal across much of the state.
California health officials blame the heat for about 100 deaths. Summer heat is taking a toll on power supplies, too, all over the country.
This is Barry Bagnato in Washington.
Thank you for calling Con Edison.
This phone line to New York's power company has been getting a workout.
Service problems in Northwest Queens, please press zero.
Power at last has been restored after a 10-day blackout in Queens, but federal regulators warn August and September will strain the aging power grid across the country. They say underinvestment in new power capacity is a national problem. They're especially concerned demand will outstrip supply in Southern California, Southwest Connecticut, and New York. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
In early Wall Street trading, news about the economy is pushing the averages higher. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is ahead now 76 points. The NASDAQ Composite is up 21. This is CBS News.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
You're going to be jamming those brakes westbound Highway 36 from after Sheridan, getting up past Church Ranch. Haven't heard any problems up in that direction. Just be aware of those slowdowns. Eastbound Highway 36, pretty sluggish in between Sheridan and Pecos. Of course, we're still rolling slow off the north end of town, southbound I-25. from 104th getting past 84th and then across downtown. Looks like we've actually loosened up for northbound I-25 if you're leaving the tech center. Just a little heavy through the stretch. Southbound 225, stop and go from after Parker down to I-25 and a busy drive for C-470 crossing Highlands Ranch. We still remain accident and stall free on your Friday morning. Weather for today, sunny, hot, dry, up to 98 for a high. Right now we're at 72 degrees. I'm Aaron O'Neill, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
If you'd like to save on your next tank of gas, be sure to use your SuperCard when you do your weekly shopping. Accumulate $100 in grocery purchases, and you'll save a total of 10 cents a gallon on your next fill-up at any King Supers fuel center. See store for details. King Supers, right store, right price.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. Colorado could be housing the most prolific serial killer our country's ever witnessed. 53-year-old Robert Charles Brown, convicted in 1995 for the murder of Heather Dawn Church in Black Forest, has told authorities he's killed as many as 48 other people across the country. El Paso County Sheriff Terry Makita describes one heinous act.
Robert took her to a local motel. They had consensual sex. He strangled her with his hands. He disarticulated the body, placed it in a suitcase, and made two trips to dispose of the body in a remote area in a ditch.
Brown's in a Canyon City prison for Church's murder. Police say they can now link him to 8 Colorado murders. He says he's left bodies of 48 scattered across several states. He says he began killing back in 1970. The commander of NORAD is expected to announce today that he'll be scaling back operations within the legendary Cheyenne Mountain facility in Colorado Springs. At your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update, I'm Tim Lewis.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic getaway? Well, how about 3 days and 2 nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right, act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas' newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge, stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number, 888-2-FUN-SUN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 888-2-FUN-SUN for all the exciting details. That's 888-2-FUN-SUN. Call now.
Scanning the blogosphere.
Better means what he says. In order to be effective, in order to maintain credibility, words have got to mean something. You just can't say things in the job I'm in and not mean what you say. And I meant what I said.
Vamos a ganar.
This is the Springer on the Radio
Blog Report.
6 minutes past the hour. Now it's time for the Blog Report with senior editor of SpringerOnTheRadio.com, Gene Galvin. And hey, Gene, what do you got for us today?
Hey, Jay, how you doing? Hey, you want an awesome motorcycle and save thousands of dollars while you're at it?
You bet.
Well, you got an empty garage and some basic tools? Well, then go to, listen to that, go to SteelThunderCC.com and check out a bike in a box. I'm serious. For a lot less money than a store-bought custom Harley-looking chopper, you buy all the pieces and take them out of the crate and assemble them according to the directions. When you're done, say a few weeks later, you have the baddest bike in the neighborhood. All right, I'm leaving out some stuff like you got to be able to paint it and make it run. But this concept is catching on, and some people even build them and then put them immediately on eBay.com for a quick profit. Now, I've seen pictures of the one Jerry Springer's pilot, BJ, is building as we speak. It's red with gold flecks and pinstriping, and of course there's chrome everywhere. Now, BJ is already notorious on the Gulf Coast of Florida. I mean, damn, he's Jerry Springer's pilot. But now he's also going to be BJ the pilot with the cool custom chopper.
Might as well pay a speeding ticket.
You know, it wasn't until I talked to my friend Felix Eboigby that I understood the true importance of art. A lot of people say, well, who cares? Why spend scarce money on some paint on a stretch rag? But Felix, who's an acclaimed African sculptor originally from Nigeria, he now lives in Cincinnati, well, he convinced me that the human spirit yearns for artistic beauty, just as it does air, food, and water. And by the way, you can check out his amazing artwork at FelixEboigby.com, and I'll put the link at SpringerOnTheRadio.com. But he says that people, including poor people, somehow need a piece of art in their home, which he says feeds the soul, peace, and balance. Now, before that conversation, it had never occurred to me that people living in, say, I don't know, inner city Detroit or on a native reservation in Montana, that they should prioritize some art in their home, just like they have food and water and a television set for information and entertainment. Now, by the way, studies show that art classes actually raise the intelligence of kids, yet we're cutting those classes across America under pressure from conservatives who demand only the three R's. Now, I want to ask you a question. How could this happen? I mean, even scientifically. Now, here's the deal. Jerry's producer, Stephanie, goes to a...
My God, she's cold.
Well, listen to what Stephanie did. She goes to a fundraiser at Cincinnati's Contemporary Art Center. They're at contemporaryartcenter.org. Now, it's a silent auction with 10 little blue boxes from Tiffany. Remember, they're the high-end jewelers. For $20, you get a key that might open a door, allowing you to get one of the 10 boxes containing a $1,200 necklace at one end down to something worth about $200 at the bottom. Okay, now get this. About 225 people buy keys to find the 10 keys that will work. So Stephanie's boyfriend's three keys all open boxes.
It gets worse.
And two of their friends who went to the event with them, their single keys each opens one. So their small group, with three of them buying keys, they leave with five of the 10 Tiffany boxes. Now, explain that to me statistically. Now, that's all I'm saying. I'm not accusing anybody of anything. I'm just saying, how could that ever happen?
Bob Barker reminding you to help control the pet population. Have your pets spayed or neutered.
Jay, did you ever study math? I mean, I was an English major.
No, I don't get how that happened either.
How
I think
could that be? 225 keys, and their three people open and walk out of there. And they're all, of course, walking out with their little smiles on their faces, holding up high their little blue bags.
No, I cry foul. There's something wrong there.
I don't know, Jay, whether I should contact the prosecutor in Cincinnati in this area. Stephanie, I will tell you, was raised by a minister, and I'm working with the theory that sometimes people who are raised in very religious households tap in more quickly to their dark side than people like you and me who are just like normal schleps. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I agree. What was in the boxes, by the way?
Well, she walks out of there with a silver heart that she's walking around with. You know, she walks up real close to you, so you make sure she's wearing this beautiful silver bracelet that's actually tailored to go around the knuckle of the wrist. Under her arm, she's got these coffee table books that they got. Her friend is walking around with a $900 necklace. And I swear, I don't know. And it ends up they're not even members of this art organization.
Call the prosecutor.
Well, she may as well just go break in there tonight into Tiffany and steal some more stuff, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, call the prosecutor.
All right, man.
Is that a Gene?
That's what I got. Well, I'm Gene Galvin. It's the Blog Report. I've never won anything in my life except my wife's hand in marriage. That's all I've ever won.
You've never won anything in your life. You've never gone and gambled. You've never played roulette. You've never played blackjack. You've never played slot machines.
Dude, I went with my son to his bachelor party in Las Vegas. Like, first, I didn't even get that. What the hell are we going to Las Vegas for a bachelor's party? In my day, you just went into somebody's basement and got some old, you know, Super 8 porn movies and you know, partied. But so we go out to Las Vegas, and they're all playing blackjack, and I'm down on the dollar slots. And they mocked me for that for about 4 days. And I won about one time I called on my cell up to my son's room, and I said, I want you guys to listen to what, you know, all your mockery sounds like. And there were like, you know, $800 of dollars popping out of a slot machine.
Well, then you have won.
Yeah, a little bit.
So you can't say you've never won because you have.
I can't say I've never won. I've won a little bit. And by the way, then I lost all that money just in case the Internal Revenue is listening. Then I lost all that money.
Yeah, then you lost it. Well, we always, you know, we always lose it back.
I always give it back.
I go to Vegas 2-3 times a year. And then I saw an article in the New York Times here earlier this week, which kind of really bothered me, about them cracking down on internet gambling sites. Why are they doing that? In other words, if I want to sit in my own home and play poker or blackjack, what does the United States government give a damn as long as they can get their share of the revenue?
Totally don't get it. They did it in Ohio. They've shut it down in Ohio by saying you can't do it with a credit card, which basically means you can't do it.
But which is what they're doing, which is what the government's trying to do nationally, yeah.
It's just this, well, hey, Jay, come on. It's again, this puritanical right-wing attitude that they want to foist on the rest of us. And luckily, go to pollingreport.com every day. Liberals are actually winning. We're finally winning, and there's probably going to be a landslide in November, and some things are going to change.
Well, I hope we can have, you know, not that I would go to my computer and you know, gamble every day, and I'm sure there are people who would get addicted to it and who do get addicted to it, but they can find help. But, I mean, you know, how about those of us who want to place an occasional bet from a Clear Channel facility?
I hear you.
Why should we?
And that was Jay Marvin. And that's Jay Marvin talking. Gene Galvin left the room about 3 minutes ago.
Why should we be able to?
No,
why should we be able to do that, Gene? I mean, what's the problem?
I don't know, man. I'm with you.
Okay.
Get out the credit cards and play some. You know, go for the river card. You know.
Yep, you got it. Hey, it's been great working with you.
Hey, you too, Jay.
You're good people.
All right, you too, man. We'll talk again. See.
Oh, I hope so. There's Gene Galvin, who is the senior editor of Springer on the Radio.com. And, why can't we place a bet at work? Why does anybody get upset over that? You know, it's just like here in Loveland, we had this nude statues. We had these nude statues. What were they doing? They were, like, bending around or something like that. And people here in Loveland, Colorado, got all upset over this. What do you get upset over a nude statue for? What is nudity, number one? And, I mean, what, you haven't ever seen anybody naked? There's a naked person. You haven't seen anybody naked? What is the deal with that? And you know what? Here's the thing. Let's say your kid sees it. Right? Then it's a perfect time for you to explain the difference between a man and a woman to your child. And wasn't it the late comedian Lenny Bruce who used to say that if you found something offensive about the naked body, then complain to the manufacturer? I mean, I don't understand why people get so upset about that. Now, I'm not advocating that, you know, tomorrow all of us will walk down the, you know, street naked, because clearly not all of our bodies are works of art. But this statue was a work of art. People are just far too uptight. Far, far too uptight. All right, Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer. We'll take more of your phone calls at 1-877-34-JERRY or 1-877-345-3779. Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer. This is Springer on the Radio.
This is Jerry Springer on the Radio.
Jerry Springer here. I'm training for my next Ultimate Fighting contest with Rush Limbaugh. Word is, once he goes down, he won't be able to get up. Down goes Limbaugh. Down goes Limbaugh.
It's worth it. Keep trying. 877-345-3779 is 877-34-JERRY. Springer on the Radio.
AM 760, Progressive Talk. AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Had a late surge in traffic volume westbound Highway 36 from after Sheridan up to Church Ranch. A little sluggish. The eastbound side certainly slow as you approach Federal getting down towards Pecos. Still quite heavy off that north end of town for southbound I-25, 104th to 84th, and busy across downtown. It's still kind of slow as you get down through the bridges as you make your way to the tech center. It looks like northbound's actually kind of loosened up a bit from 225 up past Hamden. Have a crash westbound C-470 Santa Fe. A couple of cars involved will be over to the shoulder. But most of that traffic along 470 traveling eastbound right now. And we're certainly seeing the slowdowns from Santa Fe getting up past Broadway to University. Weather for today, another sunny and hot one on tap. It'll be dry, too. Highs right up around 98 degrees. Right now we're at 72. Maren O'Neill, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Stop by Old Chicago today for delicious homemade pizzas, pastas, calzones, and more. Thirsty? Try their lineup of 110 beers from around the world. For lunch, dinner, even late night, think Old Chicago. Eat, drink, and be yourself.
go online searching for the best deal on hotel rooms, and there's always this nagging feeling that there's a better deal out there. We get it. We're Hotwire.com, and we guarantee the lowest prices on 3- and 4-star hotels. How do we do it? Hotwire has special deals with 3- and 4-star hotels. When they have unsold hotel rooms, they give them to Hotwire.com, and we give them to you at prices lower than any other travel site. Guaranteed. Like 4 stars in Denver? Travelocity price $139. Hotwire.com price just $93. Or 4 stars in San Francisco? Orbitz price $149. Hotwire.com price just $94. So why risk paying more on other travel sites when Hotwire.com gives you unsold rooms at deep discounts? Guaranteed. Hotwire.com. 4-star luxury, 2-star prices. Log on to Hotwire.com today and get a 4-star hotel in downtown Denver from just $84 a night. Hotwire's booking process differs from fixed travel sites. Exact hotel disclosed after booking. All bookings final. Rates subject to change and availability, not including tax recovery charges or fees. Guarantee details on site.
What you are about to hear is shocking. If you or anyone around you might be sensitive to information regarding an amazing offer on the all-wheel drive Volvo XC90 V8, please be advised. Still there? Okay. The all-wheel drive Volvo XC90 V8 luxury SUV is now leasing for the incredible price of just $389 per month. Yes, it's true. Now you can experience the comfort and safety of a best-selling European luxury SUV at an even more affordable price. And if that's not shocking enough, this premium SUV also comes with a 311-horsepower V8 engine, sumptuous leather seats, roll stability control with gyroscopic sensors, and a 7-passenger cabin, all for just $389 per month. But hurry, this astonishing offer is only available for a limited time during the Volvo year-end sales event. Lease an all-wheel drive Volvo XC90 V8 for $389 a month for 24 months. $3,904 due at signing. Taxes, title, and registration fees extra. Visit your Denver area Volvo retailer for a test drive today.
Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer on AM 760.
Progressive Talk.
Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer, who is on vacation. This is Springer on the radio, and it's your take here all morning long. Open phones, 1-877-34-JERRY or 1-877-345-3779. Let's go to Mike in Des Plaines, Illinois. Mike, you're on. Hi.
How you doing, Jay?
All right, Mike. How about you?
Oh, hanging in there. I'd like to talk about this gay marriage thing.
Sure.
Marriage has been defined as a man and a woman since time began. Now, why all of a sudden do we have to accept marriage between a man and a man and a man and a woman and a woman? Why do we have to accept this?
Well, number one, there are a lot of things that have been designated a lot of things over time, but it doesn't necessarily make them right. I mean, at one time you had people standing up saying the same thing about slavery, that this is the way it's always been, and why now do we have to change it? Number two, well, you ask me and I'm going to answer you. Number two, we live in a country where people should have the right to choose freedom, choose to carve their own path, and to choose the pursuit of happiness. And why would you want to advocate a system that would keep two people as second-class citizens due to their sexual orientation?
Because it's not the natural order of things. It's not
well, who
right.
says it's not the natural order of things, and who says
oh,
it's not?
On,
who
Jay.
Says it's not right? Who says it's not right? You?
Come on.
No, who says I mean, it's not right? No, come on, Mike. Who says it's not right? Your pastor?
The majority.
Who's everybody?
Of society.
Who's everybody?
The majority of society.
So is the majority of society always right?
You go by the majority, yes, Jay.
Oh, do you really? Do you really go by the majority? You mean there have never been any legal or other decisions in this country that haven't favored the majority? Do you think the George W. Bush's stem cell research decision favored the majority when the majority, 73% supported it?
I'm not saying the system is always right. Okay?
It's not a matter. You don't take people's human rights and their civil liberties and put them up for the majority to vote. What country does that? Name me a country that does that.
Well, this is democracy. It's the majority of the people, whatever the majority.
No, we live in a republic. We live in a republic. Number one and number two. Are you saying that you take people's civil liberties and their human rights and you put it up for a vote?
We're not talking about that.
That's exactly
okay?
what we're talking about. No, and you know what? Here's something else that interests me. Why does it bother you so?
Because it's not right. It's you know.
But why don't we know? Why does it bother you? What does it bother you? What does it bother you for? Are you scared of something? Are you scared of something?
No, I'm not scared of anything.
Well, then why does it bother you?
Because I just don't like to see it. I don't want to see it.
Well, what do you mean you don't like to see it? So in other words, because you don't want to see it and you don't like to see it, therefore it shouldn't be around. But there are lots of things that I don't like to see, and there's a lot of things that I don't want to watch, but I don't particularly have any choice. I'm not going to deliberately negate somebody's human rights and negate their civil liberties because I don't particularly care for them. I mean, if we lived in that kind of a society, imagine what kind of country we would live in.
Jerry, this is the way it's been for, since time began.
That doesn't make any difference. There have been a lot of things that have been the way they have been since time began.
A couple of people want to get married that are the same sex.
It isn't a couple of people. You know what? Number one, it isn't a couple of people. Number two, using an historical argument or saying because that's the way it always been makes it right. Suppose somebody had turned around to Martin Luther King Jr. and said, well, that's the way it's always been, so therefore that makes it right.
We're not talking about slavery.
Oh yeah, we're talking about human beings being held in second class citizenship. That's exactly what we're talking about. And the right for gays and lesbians to marry is a right is a struggle for freedom, and it's akin to the same thing that African Americans, Hispanics, Jews, and many other minorities have gone through in this country. And so you're going to sit there and tell me that because that's the way it's been, that's the way it always been. You know what? You should be a plantation owner in the South.
Oh, that's not right, Jay.
I'm sorry, Mike, but that is right.
You're talking apples and oranges, not apples.
I'm not
and
talking apples.
Apples
and oranges. What I'm talking to is a guy who wants to define the rules and wants to play the game his way. And wants to define the rules, and the way he feels about life is the way everybody else should feel about life, and that's not how it works in the United States of America.
And all of a sudden, the whole group wants to change it.
So, what's wrong with that?
Why should we have to accept...
Who's we? Who's we? Why don't we talk about you, that it bothers you so much that you call a talk show and rant and rave about it? Why don't we talk about you? Are you a homophobe? Are you a homophobe? Are you scared? I mean, are you a homophobe? What's the problem?
It's not right, Jay. It's not the natural order of things.
Says who?
Really, it's not.
Says who? Cite me a source.
The Bible, for one.
Oh, okay. And what happens if I don't believe in the Bible?
Well, I'm sure every other religion is the same way. If you looked at every other religion...
Suppose I'm not religious. Suppose I'm an atheist.
Well... And I can tell you, Jay. Except that.
So you're going to use religious doctrine to hold people in a second class citizenship.
A man and a woman designed to procreate. Okay.
Who says being married? Oh, really? Then what about all the people that are married and don't have children? Is that not a marriage? I've been married to my wife for 26 years and we don't have any children. Does that mean that I don't have a marriage?
No, it doesn't mean you don't have a marriage.
Well, that's just what you said. You just said that. You just said that.
Procreate,
your No, you just said that. You just said it was designed for procreation, and that's what makes it marriage. So we have no kids, so does that not make it a marriage?
No, I'd say if you choose not to have kids, that's your choice.
But why are you changing?
To do that.
Why are you changing all of a sudden?
I'm not changing anything.
Oh, yeah, you are. Yeah, you are. Because before you said that it's designed for men and women
to procreate. Doesn't mean it has to.
Okay.
You know, it's something that's designed to do. It doesn't mean exactly it has to, but it's designed for it.
Oh.
It's a beautiful form.
Really? Says who?
Society as a whole, Jay.
Where in society as a whole does it say that?
Well, if society was really to accept this, we wouldn't have this problem now, would we?
Well, figures show that more and more people are moving to accept it, and as the younger generation comes up, they will move to accept it, and people like you will be thrown on the ash dun of history, pal, because the statistics show, and poll after poll shows that people are moving our way, not your way. Thank you for the call, and I feel sorry for you. I really do. That it bothers you, and you're probably your next-door neighbors could probably be gay. Maybe you should go over and talk to them and let them know about your antiquated viewpoints. All right, Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer, 1-877-34-JERRY or 1-877-345-3779. Don't forget what we learned here this morning. Marriage is only about children. So if you're not planning on having children, then my suggestion to you is don't get married. J. Marvin in for Jerry Springer. This is Springer on the radio.
Jerry Springer on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Jerry Springer on the radio.
Efficient windows from American Exteriors. How do we save you so much? We eliminate the middleman. At American Exteriors, you always get the right replacement window at a clear value because we're the manufacturer. Now buy one window, get the second window for a dollar.
The only number you need to know is 303-7-WINDOW.
25 after 136th Avenue. Start to back up that traffic towards 120th. Weather for today, sunny, hot, dry, highs up around 98. Right now we're sitting at 75 degrees. I'm Aaron O'Neill, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
If you'd like to save on your next tank of gas, be sure to use your SuperCard when you do your weekly shopping. Accumulate $100 in grocery purchases, and you'll save a total of 10 cents a gallon on your next fill-up at any King Supers fuel center. See store for details. King Supers, right store, right price.
It'd be crazy if you packed your bags and left for a week, a month, a year. What if you left for 2 years? What if you were going far away to help in a village on the edge of the Gobi Desert? To teach children and learn a thing or two about yourself? Would that be crazy? Peace Corps. Life is calling. How far will you go?
To learn more about the Peace Corps, join us this Tuesday night at 7 at the REI Denver Flagship Store in Lodo. For more information, visit peacecorps.gov.
Hey, how was practice?
Awesome. You'll need to be there at 6 tomorrow.
No problem.
Dad, heads up.
Ooh, like I said, no problem.
Who's counting on your brakes today? Your brakes are too important to trust to just anyone. Ask whoever does your brakes if they use ASE certified mechanics. Midas has over 3,000. So head to Midas, America's leader in brakes, where you can get lifetime guaranteed brake pads or shoes installed for just $89.95 per axle. You'll never have to buy replacement pads or shoes for as long as you own your car. Midas knows how much you count on your brakes. Be safe. Trust the Midas touch. Additional parts, ceramic pads, and labor extra. See manager for limited guarantee terms. Most vehicles not valid with discount offers. Prices and participation may vary.
Don't miss out on the great summer specials at your Denver metro area Midas. And make sure you check your mailbox or go to Midas.com for even more savings on brake jobs, air conditioning, and maintenance services. Don't trust your vehicle to just anyone. Trust the Midas touch.
Check your auto parts.
What your car is really saying, number 6, the minivan.
After 8 years of ferrying this family around to baseball, ballet, and band practice, my parts are pooping out, don't you know? Put a sock in it, boys. Anyway, just the other day, I dripped an embarrassing stain on my parking spot at the mall. And my steering... See, sorry about that. What would be hunky-dories if my driver Madge and that gearhead husband of hers hustled me over to that auto parts store where they say, we got it?
Hey, it's the dog days of summer, the time when heat takes a toll on your vehicle's battery. If you need a replacement, ask Checker about the Autolite Platinum 96-month battery with 2-year free replacement warranty. Autolite Platinum is built extra tough to withstand heat, cold, and vibration, and last a long, long time. Remember, when you need the dependable power of Autolite, we got it.
So now, hon, when you need a plan for your van, you know where to go.
Checker Auto Parts.
When our parents get more involved in our school, something happens.
We get more involved in school, too.
And are more likely to go on to college.
Because a little involvement goes a long way.
So join your local PTA or visit PTA.org.
A message from the Ad Council and National PTA.
AM 760. The real story, 24-7 on AM 760.
Jay Marvin, 6 to 10.
Al Franken, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Ed Schultz, 1 to 4.
Randy Rhodes, 48, the best.
Because then again, everything right is on the left.
Oh, I listen to Jay a lot. I love Ed.
Al's great.
Randy Rhodes.
Oh, absolutely.
I love it.
You're doing a great job.
AM 760.
Progressive Talk.
Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
This is war. Keep your TV right here at CNBFSX News for more coverage of World War 3.01 Service Pack 2. Don't miss a single day, edited down to a single minute of fire and fury. War is hell, and CNBFSX News has one hell of a war.
Cut. I'm sorry, this is just not working. It's too, it's too cop show or something. It's too dramatic.
I thought you wanted dramatic. You said to use one of those punchy music tracks we paid so much.
Yeah, I did, but it's way too much male 18 to 24. You need some kind of female 25, 39 demographic in there. Kind of, I got it. Here, play this track right here. I'll show you.
Okay.
War hurts. Wounded soldiers, crying children, desperate housewives, family guys, lost. Keep watching CNBSFX as the Mideast gets an extreme makeover. See how suffering can lead to personal growth and shedding those extra pounds tonight on CNBSFX.
No, that's going way too far the other way. You need some theme music that's got to have some rat-a-tat-tat boom for the guys and some boo-hoo-hoo-hoo. What about the children for the gals?
Okay, here's a music theme we just got today. Track 7.
Okay.
Oh, and read this along with it. These phrases tested well.
Gotcha.
War. Explosions, dead bodies, major cool hardware.
But also, pain, tears, and a chance to start over with a fresh new look. Here at CNBFSX, you'll see...
Wait. Oh, I totally forgot. We need something in here for kids.
Kids? What are you talking about?
Kids control the remote from 4 to 9 p.m. We got to have something in there for them.
I don't know if there's a right kind of theme music.
What good is a war if it can't attract the entire spectrum of disposable income? I got the perfect theme music right here. This is it. I'll do it. Check this out. War. It brings the whole family together. Makes you realize what's really important. Keep watching CNBFSX for all the latest war coverage. Brought to you by Jarhead Barbie.
Jerry Springer on the radio.
35 past the hour. Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer. Jerry on vacation. And it's good to have you along. Anything you want to talk about, we'll do it. 1-877-34-JERRY or 1-877-345-3779. Let's go to Josh in Jackson, Georgia. Josh, hi, you're on.
Hey, it's good to talk to you.
Nice to have you on.
I was just listening to, I think it was the last guy you had on, and was remembering some of the history I had in college and was thinking of, Greece, actually. And Greece has a fairly long history of homosexuality, especially looking at, like, Sparta and stuff like that. And on top of that, you can actually look to the Bible to prove that the concept of man and woman only forever is false, because all the nations around Israel practiced otherwise, so they obviously disagreed.
Well, you always get these same arguments from people about how it's not natural and blah, 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 and on and on and on.
Always just bugs me.
And it has nothing to do with civil rights and civil liberties, but polls show that the public opinion is starting to sway and that it's going to continue to start to sway. And when you think about it, why should that guy or anybody else really care?
Oh, yeah. I just, those arguments always bug me, so I just thought I'd throw that out there.
Well, I'm glad you did. Thank you, Josh. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Let's go to Christy in Memphis. Christy, hi, you're on.
Hey, Jay.
Hi, Christy.
The guy that calls, the one that was debating with you on gay marriage, basically the idiot. People like that, they make me want to leap off of a tall building. How do people still in this day and time, think in such a backward fashion? I mean, I don't really understand, and there's two points that I do want to make about the guy that called. Number one is, when you're quoting from the Bible as if it's fact, to me, it sounds the same as someone, say, 6,000 years from now that dug up a copy of Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs and were saying, well, Snow White said that you can't do this. Well, Sleepy said that we can do that, because the Bible is a literary work that was made by a bunch of men, and it was found, and people read it and said, oh, it's real, it's real. And it is so frustrating for me for people to actually take it as if it's fact, and to try to base the lives that we live in now in 2006 in this 6,000-year-old document It's just bewildering to me.
Well, I could have said to the guy when he quoted the Bible, when he sourced the Bible, I could have said, well, do you believe in the Bible? And he might have said yes, and I should have said, well, do you think adulterers should be stoned? I mean...
Right!
I mean, there's all this stuff in there that, you know, in both the Old and New Testament that, you know, would be very, very hard to carry out in modern-day America.
Right. I mean, as a female, I could be raped anytime someone felt like it, and there wouldn't be anything I could do about it. And also, I couldn't vote. You know, if the laws weren't changed, I couldn't vote. I mean, there are so many. We could go next door and get our neighbor's pets and cook it and have it for dinner, and there wouldn't be anything they could do. Because people, there were a wild bunch of bandits back then, and thank God for progressives and progressive thinking, or we would still be stuck in that type of existence.
Boy, I agree 100%. Christy, thank you. Appreciate the call. Thank you so much. Let's go to Thomas in New Orleans. Thomas, hi, you're on. Thomas, you there? Thomas once, Thomas twice, Thomas three times, gone. Steve, New York City. Steve, you're on.
Hello?
Steve, go. Make it quick, because I haven't got much time.
Okay, hi. When I was a little kid in England, yeah, the IRA used to come, and especially in the 80s, to bomb. And that's the first time I heard of the word terrorist. You get me?
Yep.
Eventually, they formed a political party, and there was peace in Ireland. Now Ireland has the best economy in Europe. So what bothers me is that Hamas did this exact same thing, and we're still calling them terrorists. And then at the moment they won the election, Israel started attacking, bombing, and kidnapping their leaders. And then you're telling the world that, oh, these people are terrorists. They're trying to make peace. The same thing with Hezbollah. Hezbollah and Hamas were created because of the basic reason of Israel invading into their land.
Now, well, why did Israel invade that land? Why did Israel go after that land?
Because Israel was trying to occupy southern Lebanon. That's what happened.
Well, why? Why did they want to occupy
it? It's their land.
Why did they want to occupy it, though? What was their motivator?
That was the greatest mistake, is to force Israel on those people.
Well, yeah, but hold on a second. You didn't answer my question. What was their motivator to go in there?
The motivator to go into to take the land.
Well, why? What's the motivation behind that?
Okay, why did America kill the Native Americans?
Oh, you're saying the Israelis. I'm just trying to get this correct. So you're saying the Israelis then were engaging in manifest destiny, more or less?
Of course. Look at the land that Hamas over the past 50, 40 years. They've been in that area.
How did they get that land?
How did they get that land?
Let me try this. What happened in 1967?
They had a war. Okay.
Who attacked who in 1967?
Oh, okay. Who attacked who? Okay, who came there in 1947? If you want to go that
back. No, I just want to ask you about how they got there. I want to ask you about how they got there, and I want to ask you what happened in 1967. I mean, it's not as if they moved into that land for no reason at all.
And I am not a Jew. You understand?
You know, well, you're also a monologuer, you know, and you're not going to monologue on my dime. I mean, look, let's have a discussion here and try to work this out. I'm only trying to get you to answer the question about why did they go there in 1967. That you make it seem like they wanted the real estate and they wanted it because they just simply wanted it, which isn't the truth. You know what? That's not the truth of why they went there. And if you're saying it is, then, you know, when I ask you what the motivator was for going in there, and you don't give me an answer to what the motivation is. What, because they simply wanted to? Is that the motivation as you know it? Is that what you learned?
What is the motivation? I want the answer from you. You know everything. What was the motivation?
I didn't say I know everything. I'm just asking you what you think the motivation was for going in there. I think the motivation is that they were attacked in 1967. They grabbed land and they held onto it as a security zone. I think that's what the motivation was. I think that's the reason they have the Golan Heights now.
Ah, okay, and that's the motivation on your point. But the issue is they've been expanded to the point they went into Gaza, which they were removed just last year or 2 years ago. So that's the point. You know what? I want world peace. You get me? I'm tired of people bombing the city I live in because of some issue that's going on 3,000 miles away from where I live. And the problem is America and Britain is always supporting and doing things that's actually destabilizing the world. And then we label people terrorists for fighting back and defending their land. It makes me sick. African Americans are still upset about what you've done to them in this country. Native Americans are upset that Donald Trump owns a lot of property in Manhattan, which belonged to them. You get me? And that's 400 years ago. And you're telling people to hold on for 50
years.
Well,
you know, the only thing I can say to you is one thing you better understand, and I said it to another caller before, and I'll say it to you, that Al-Qaeda and the attack in 9/11 had nothing to do with the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Read what Bin Laden says and why Bin Laden decided to do what he did. He did it because he wanted us out of the region. Us, the United States of America, He did not say anything about Israel. Yes, the Israeli-Palestinian question needs to be settled. There needs to be a two-state solution, and we need to work it out. I'll give you the same, you know, answer that I gave the other caller, is that this administration has been woefully negligent in engaging in any kind of diplomacy. But, you know, to paint it as being all the one fault of any party, particularly Israel, I'll just go back to what I said before. You have a choice, and your choice is this. You either support an organization that is hell-bent on building a Middle East theocracy based on radical Islam, or a European parliamentary democracy, which is Israel. Take your choice about which side you want to be on. Steve, thank you for the call. I mean, I can't make that choice for you. J. Marvin in for Jerry Springer. This is Springer on the radio.
You are listening to Jerry
Springer on the radio.
Hey, Jerry Springer here. Well, actually, I'm not here. I'm away for a while. Right now, I'm in the Mideast brokering a process for peace. How am I doing?
Call us now. 877-345-3779. 877-34-JERRY. Springer.
Time to get wet and wild. At Thunder Mountain of Denver's first birthday party this Saturday, July 29th.
Starting at 9 a.m.
Bring the entire family for all-day fun in the sun.
And Colorado's best bike special.
Shop our huge selection of Thunder Mountain custom cycles and pre-owned Harley Davidson.
Relax and enjoy the Cal Spas display.
Get a photo and autograph from Denver's hottest Coyote Ugly Girl.
Take a ride and stay cool on the colossal water slide.
Keep cool with live music from Second Wind.
And delicious funky flavors of ice cream from the Cone Zone.
Get a free trip for two to Vegas with any bike purchase.
This Saturday
at Thunder Mountain of Denver.
I-70 and Pecos in Denver.
The James Gang rides again. Coors Light Live welcomes James Gang on their first tour in 35 years, featuring the original founding members Jimmy Fox, Dale Peters, and Joe Walsh. Funk 49, Walk Away, The Bomber, Tend My Garden, The Power Trio returns. See James Gang Friday, August 11th at Red Rocks Amphitheater. Tickets on sale now at all Ticketmaster outlets. 303-830-TIXS or HOB.com. Part of the Coors Light Live Concert Series. Produced by House of Blues Concerts. For VIP ticket experience and more, go to JamesGangRidesAgain.com. James Gang, rock the way it's supposed to be.
And Louise Aaron, attorney at law. Go to AM760.net today. Click on the blue list and support the companies that support AM760.
Disembodied voices, silly little jingles, blathering announcers. You think you're tired of them? Think about us poor people who make ads for a living. So, here's our plan. You write the ad. Think back 2 years ago when Republican Congressman Marilyn Musgrave promised to do better. No more abandoning our veterans. No more favoring global corporations. No more covering for corrupt cronies in Washington. But we both know none of that happened. So on our website, ColoradansForLife.org, we've listed Musgrave's muffs. Dozens of ways Musgrave's muffed her responsibilities and hurt Colorado. Pick one that bugs you. Or use a Marilyn muff of your own. Write a 60-second radio ad and send it to us. If we use your idea, we'll send you a gift. But more important, we'll send Marilyn Musgrave a message. Us ad writers have had it.
Paid for by Coloradans for Life.
Now you'll have to replace that window. What about that old, ugly patio door? Now's the time to replace your windows and doors. Pella Windows and Doors is having a Windows Your Way sale. $500 off any installed Designer Series patio door with the purchase of four installed Architect Series or Designer Series windows. Pella's number one brand, professionally installed, beautiful, affordable doors and windows. For a free home appointment, call 866-635-5281 or visit Pella.com.
Jay Marvin,
filling in for Jerry Springer
on the radio
on AM 760,
Progressive Talk.
The hour, Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer. Springer on the radio. Let's go to Ed in Fort Lauderdale. Ed, it's your turn.
Hey, how you doing, Jay?
Just fine.
Kudos for what you just told that guy. I am a self-proclaimed neocon, as the Jerry Springer fans probably know, and usually I'm arguing with him, but what you told that guy was right on. The Israelis have every right to defend themselves, And for him to want to be going back in history is the guy is kook fringe, and he's basically a terrorist supporter, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, I wouldn't go that far. I wouldn't say that he's a terrorist supporter.
Well,
I wouldn't say that.
Would.
Hey, because you don't know that. And number two, there are wrongs on both sides, and neither side has anything to be proud of. And the Israelis have committed numerous wrongs too over the years, and their human rights records with the Palestinians has been terrible. But the fact is, what's going on now is, if you were sitting in a situation where there were 12 to 14,000 rockets pointed at you, with an organization that ingratiates itself with the civilian populace, I mean, what the hell would you do? You'd take action. Any country would.
Absolutely. And what I called about was the whole gay marriage thing. You know, I already told you where my political leanings are, but there are a lot of Republicans who actually don't care about the gay marriage issue. The whole thing that I personally believe that they're touchy about is what we see as the stripping down of like taking religion out of school, taking a God we trust off of the money, and we see the gay marriage issue is just a small portion of that argument. Gay marriage is coming. I mean, years from now, 20 years from now, it's going to be legal, I believe. But right now, everybody's just way too worked up about this. There are Democrats that are against it. There are Republicans that are against it. It crosses all racial boundaries. And right now, everybody's just way too worked up with all of the little minutia that's going on.
Well, it's a wedge issue that you guys, that authoritarian conservatives use against their political opponents. It's a scare and shock tactic that they use. And by the way, religion should be taken out of public schools.
Well, Jay, see, that's where I disagree. And the lady who you were just talking to a little while ago, who said that when you dig up Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs 100 years from now, see, that's the kind of thing that hurts the Democratic Party when they belittle people's religion like that, and they
you know what?
Things that people believe.
You know what? Those of you from the right, the last thing you ought to do is give anybody sitting on the progressive or the liberal side a lecture about belittling. You guys are the kings and queens of it, and all I got to do is point to people like Limbaugh, Coulter, O'Reilly, Hannity. Yeah, but they do that stuff all the time. They belittle people all the time, and you're going to give us a lecture about belittling? They belittle people all the time. What difference does it make whether it's your religion or your political beliefs? We live in a multi-party system, not a single-party system, and you guys have proven beyond a doubt that a single-party system is poison. Thank you for the call. This is Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer. This is Springer on the radio.
Operator.
Yeah, I need the number for Springer on the radio.
877-34-JERRY, which is 877-345-3779.
Cool, thanks.
AM 760, Progressive Talk.
On the next Ed Schultz Show.
An update on the Middle East, and we'll have congressional reaction on where America stands now as the fighting continues. Also, there are more record profits being reported by the oil companies. Is it time for Windfall Profits Rebate Act of 2005 to be debated again? We'll talk about that as the majority of Americans think they should get a rebate. We'll have all of that and more here on The Ed Schultz Show.
Ed Schultz, today at 1 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Please stay tuned for an important message from Ancestry. Thousands of documents detailing family histories are available to the public. To receive a free family history report revealing some of this fascinating information, call 1-800-700-4876. This free report may contain facts tied to your family name. Again, thousands of historic family records are now available to the public free of charge. To request your family's free family history report, call 1-800-700-4876. That's 1-800-700-4876.
Jay Marvin from Rocky's Autos, and now more buying power than ever from Rocky's Autos, where they're matching down incentive up to $1,500. You put down $1,500, they'll put down $1,500, and you've got $3,000 towards your next vehicle, or put down $1,000, and they'll put down $1,000, and you've got $2,000 towards your next vehicle, or put down $500, and they'll put down $500, and you've got $1,000 towards your next vehicle, and you talk about a selection. Rocky's Autos has the largest selection of clean, late model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs along the Front Range. There'll come a day when we won't use fossil-burning fuels, you know, in cars and things. But until we reach that point, if you need an automobile, the serious place to go is Rocky's Autos, and that matching down incentive will save you some real money. Rocky's Autos open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. They're family-owned and operated, been that way since 1982. Check them out on the internet, rockysautos.com, but make sure you take advantage of that matching down incentive program going on now at Rocky's Autos, corner 63rd and Federal.
I have an invention, but I don't know what to do next.
Are you an inventor? Or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? InventHelp has inventors information for you. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-800-900-9241. It's a free call, so dial 1-800-900-9241. That's 1-800-900-9241.
Would it be crazy if you packed your bags and left for a week, a month, a year? What if you left for 2 years? What if you were going far away to help in a village on the edge of the Gobi Desert to teach children and learn a thing or two about yourself? Would that be crazy? Peace Corps. Life is calling. How far will you go?
To learn more about the Peace Corps, join us this Tuesday night at 7 at the REI Denver flagship store in Lodo. For more information, visit peacecorps.gov.
Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Before past the hour, Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer, and this is Springer on the radio. You know, one of the things that the Pew Research Center shows is that conservatives, that authoritarian conservatives, hate liberals and hate progressives more than we as progressives or as liberals hate them. And I never know how to answer that. I mean, I never know what to say about that. But to be talked to about belittling from somebody on the right is laughable, because that's what they do 90% of the time. I was listening to a clip of Limbaugh the other day, and I can't remember what it was about, but it was some strange, you know, twisted statement he had made, some strange twisted fact that he had made, which he does on a regular basis. And he's into his whole thing about, and you know, it's all because of the liberals, it's because of the libs. And if you read John Dean's book about authoritarian conservatives, it's called Conservatives Without Conscience, one of the things he points out in there about authoritarians, this is very, very true, is they always have to have an enemy, and they always have to have something to be scared of. And those guys who do right-wing talk radio play that stuff like a fiddle. That if you're not scared of Al-Qaeda, you got to be scared of the liberals and the progressives. It isn't enough that they disagree with you on policy. They're out to hurt the country. They're out to hurt you. You got to be scared of them. There's got to be a boogeyman, and there has to be an enemy. You know, that's the difference. I can have conservatives as friends, and I do have conservatives as friends. We either don't talk politics, or maybe we talk politics a little bit. But you get into this whole bag about how they blame us for everything. And we're sitting, if you're a Democrat like I am, I mean, we're sitting in the minority party. How are we responsible for what's going on in this country? What legislation or input have we had? Basically, we've been locked out, congressionally-wise, since 1994. And I don't know about you, but there's a big part of me that hopes that things change in November. And I hope they change in a big, 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 big way. All right, final hour here together. 1-877-34-JERRY or 1-877-345-3779. And it's been a real pleasure sitting in since Tuesday for Jerry Springer. Hope he's having a good vacation. And he'll be back soon. As a matter of fact, I believe he'll be back on Monday. This is Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer, and this is Springer on the radio.
This is Springer on the radio.
Don't
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rose, The Majority Report. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk.
KKZN, Fortin, Denver, Boulder.
And on AM760.net. Jay Marvin, in for Jerry Springer. On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Checker Auto Parts.
What your car is really saying, number six, the minivan.
After 8 years of ferrying this family around to baseball, ballet, and band practice, my parts are pooping out, don't you know? Get a sock in it, boys. Anyway, just the other day, I dripped an embarrassing stain on my parking spot at the mall, and my steering... Sorry about that. What would be hunky-dories if my driver Madge and that gearhead husband of hers hustled me over to that auto parts store where they say, we got it.
Hey, it's the dog days of summer, the time when heat takes a toll on your vehicle's battery. If you need a replacement, ask Checker about the Autolite Platinum 96-month battery with 2-year free replacement warranty. Autolite Platinum is built extra tough to withstand heat, cold, and vibration, and last a long, long time. Remember, when you need the dependable power of Autolite, we got it.
So now, hon, when you need a plan for your van, you know where to go.
Checker Auto Parts.
Hi, I'm David, and if you're waking up in the middle of the night to urinate like I was, then you'll want to take advantage of this free offer. If you have sexual dysfunction or pain, burning, or dribbling during or after urination, then you may have a condition known as benign prostate enlargement. This is potentially serious and may only get worse with age. So if you're taking saw palmetto to help support a healthy prostate, then you should know that research points to something more powerful. It's called beta prostate, and its primary ingredient contains 3,000 times more concentration than ordinary saw palmetto. And you'll find the results that you're looking for. Remember, it's 3,000 times more concentrated than ordinary saw palmetto. So it works better, and it's healthy to take.
For your risk-free trial of beta prostate, call 1-800-210-3461. That's 1-800-210-3461. Try beta prostate risk-free. That's 1-800-210-3461.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes, The Majority Report. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk.
KKZN, Fortin, Denver, Boulder.
And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. As the Israelis keep up their pounding of Lebanon, Hezbollah says it's fired a powerful new rocket, one that struck deeper into Israel than virtually all earlier attacks. The guerrillas claim this rocket landed on a town south of Haifa. No casualties have been reported.
I'm Dan Raviv in Tel Aviv. Israelis are hunkering down for a war they expect to last for a few more weeks. An estimated 200,000 people have left their homes in the north, where Hezbollah rockets have struck, some staying at hotels, but many can't afford that. They're staying with friends or relatives, and sometimes with strangers who've opened their homes to Israelis from up north.
American Miriam Ajami is on her way home to Dearborn, Michigan, but her escape from Lebanon was harrowing as she was forced to leave behind the tiny survivor of an Israeli strike.
There was one baby still moving. We were trying to go help her, but those airplanes, right when we got out, they're shooting. So we just jumped back in the car and left. We couldn't help it. We felt really, really bad.
British Prime Minister Tony Blair has arrived in Washington for White House meetings on the crisis, and Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice is expected to return to the Middle East within days to renew her mission to stop the fighting.
There is no doubt in my mind that we want to achieve this and achieve it as soon as possible.
With his come-from-behind victory under a cloud, Tour de France winner Floyd Landis has scheduled a news conference in Madrid about a half an hour from now. He's tested positive for testosterone. If that result holds up, his victory could be in jeopardy. Live to Paris for the latest on the investigation from CBS News correspondent Elaine Cobb.
The cyclist says he's asked for a backup urine sample to be tested. That will happen at France's anti-doping laboratory outside Paris. It will be several days, perhaps as long as 2 weeks, before we know the results. If the second test is positive, Landis will be fired from the Phonak team and almost certainly lose his Tour de France title. Nick?
The struggle to get a handle on the bloodshed in Baghdad means thousands of U.S. troops won't be coming home as soon as they'd hoped. Here's CBS's Barry Bagnato.
Those plans to begin U.S. troop withdrawals from Iraq this year, forget about them, the New York Times says. President Bush's decision to increase American forces in Baghdad eliminates prospects for significant troop pullbacks. In fact, nearly 4,000 soldiers from the Army's Striker Brigade are having their tours extended even while their scheduled replacements arrive. The net effect, a slight troop buildup.
The brakes were on in the second quarter. The Commerce Department says economic growth slowed to an annual rate of just 2.5%. Economist Mark Zandi says Americans have been in a belt-tightening mood.
Higher energy prices, if you have to pay more to fill your gasoline tank, you have less to spend on everything else. And also the weaker housing market starting to hurt people can't take as much cash out of their homes.
Now, the second quarter slowdown was in marked contrast to the first 3 months of the year, during which the annual growth rate was 5.6%. And checking on Wall Street, a strong finish of the week so far. Right now, the Dow is ahead 91 points, and the NASDAQ is up 18. This is CBS News.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. A 26-year-old teacher has been arrested for having sex with a 16-year-old.
This relationship had been going on for just a couple of months, it's my understanding, and it was between Toller, who was 26 years old, and a teacher, and a 16-year-old male student at the facility.
Michelle Lee Toller has been at the Jefferson Hills Residential Treatment Center for about 2 years. A 10-year-old boy is in serious condition today with a gunshot wound to his head. Police called to the by his 13-year-old brother yesterday to a home in the 4700 block of South Salida Street. The brother claiming the 10-year-old had tried to commit suicide. The pair were home alone in the home where they live with relatives. Detective Marcus Dudley says investigators don't believe the adults knew that there were guns in the home.
The detectives that are investigating this incident have located two handguns at the home, and the investigation will naturally start looking at whether...
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, tot lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid 400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's EngleHomesColorado.com.
At Radio Shack, good through 8506 with credit approval, $36 activation and $200 early termination fees apply. Not available in all markets. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Hi, everybody. And roll music. And go. Take it away. Hello? Is he in there? Huh. You know what? I don't think Jerry's coming. Who else we got?
Now, filling in for Jerry Springer, Jay Marvin on the radio.
Six after the hour, Jay Marvin filling in for Jerry Springer, 1-877-34-JERRY or 1-877-345-3779. And it's good to have you along here on this Friday. It's the beginning of the weekend. And I hope that everything goes well for you this weekend, because you certainly do deserve it. All right, let's get back to the phones. You can talk about anything you want to talk about today. And let's go to Larry in one of my favorite towns, El Paso. Larry, hi, you're on.
Yeah, hi. Well, first of all, you upset me there. The way you were talking to this guy was anti-gay. You sound like a right-wing talk show host. I call up sometimes, and they won't even let me talk. They just keep talking over me. But you got better there with the other callers. So please try not to do that. That's the typical right-wing. Even O'Reilly is the better one, and he just hangs up on people. If they don't agree with him, all of a sudden they're not there.
You know what? I'm not going to talk over somebody, but I'm certainly not going to allow somebody on my dime to sit there and monologue and to not answer a question and to sit there and let him spout stuff that is absolutely untrue and let them get away with it. This is not national public radio. This is not community radio. This is talk radio. And if you call here, be expected that you're going to engage the host. And if you can't answer the questions, or you don't have a, you know, you just want to sit there and monologue, then, you know, I suggest you either do two things. I suggest either you get your own radio show to go monologue on, or don't call the program. I mean, it's just as simple as that.
Well, that guy was, you would ask him a question, then you wouldn't let him answer.
No, I let him answer, but he wouldn't answer. And I'm not going to get into an argument with you over how I treated him. I mean, either you like it or you don't like it, and I can accept that. But the fact is that he wouldn't answer the question. And I asked it to him several times. He wanted to change the topic, which is what they normally want to do when they don't have an answer.
Yeah. Well, with right-wingers, they usually go on a tangent. They don't want to stay on the subject that I brought up. They go on a tangent because they can't answer the questions and they don't have a good answer. So anyway, but on the gay issue, I wondered, what's the problem? What if some of the gay couples start saying, okay, because the Bible says a man shall not lie down with another man. No sex, in other words. What if they, men or women, swear not to have sex, just to have a sexless marriage, but in other ways to have a marriage? You know, what's the problem with that? What would the right winger say to that?
I don't know what their answer would be. I mean, I have no clue. You'd have to ask them. I'm sure they would find some excuse. I mean, I think that's kind of, you know, an impossible. I think it's kind of a hard thing to do, to have somebody be married or living with somebody and not have any sex. But, you know, once again, I go back to this whole thing. Like, why is it that people assume, particularly the authoritarian Christian right assumes, that the Bible rules everything, and that they go to the Bible for a source? Okay, well, then if you want to go to the Bible for a source, then do you just take what's convenient for you out of the Bible, or do you take all of the Bible?
Yeah, well, what they should do, even more important, are the Ten Commandments. And the commandment that says thou shalt keep the Sabbath holy means that we should really have blue laws right and left. We should not do anything on Sunday, certainly not be shopping. And why aren't they pushing that one? That's even more important as a commandment than the gay stuff.
Well, I mean, I've asked the same question a million times out of a million of those type callers that you pointed out, and you get a million of the same kind of answers again, that they go off on some other topic or some other tangent or some other subject, and they don't want to answer. I mean, for instance, do you believe that a woman should be stoned to death for adultery? I mean, that's in the Bible. Do we? If you're citing the Bible, do we entertain that idea? Is that something we want done, here in the United States in the year 2006? I don't think so.
And don't eat shellfish?
Yeah, I mean, all that stuff. So all you can do is ask them, but you'll never get a straight answer. I've yet to get one ever in all the years that I've done this, and they just won't give it to you. I mean, they'll go off on some other tangent that they won't answer. And a lot of them don't know, and I don't know the Bible that well, and a lot of them don't know the Bible very well, so they just move on to something else because they've either never read the passage that you're referring to, or they've never heard it mentioned in conjunction with the Bible, so they don't know what you're talking about. Like, if you said about eating shellfish, a lot of these homophobic callers who call up, they wouldn't have any idea what that means. I mean, they don't know where that is in the Bible, so they can't answer it.
You wonder what these preachers are teaching them. I think they're just teaching them hate on Sunday mornings.
Well, then you get into the whole kind of question is, how many of these people do you think go to church?
Yeah, well,
I mean, that's another point. I mean, there's no question that authoritarian Christianity teaches them to dislike, to distrust, and to have those kind of feelings towards gays. But once again, as I've said all along, I mean, in order for them to operate and in order for them to be able to do their thing, they have to have an enemy and they have to have something to be scared of. So that fits into the description right there. I mean, that's how they operate.
That was a real good point you made before the end of the hour about how they just manipulate. They're fascists. That's fascist mentality. Manipulate people with fear and.
Yeah, they do that. I mean, they're into that, and they constantly have to have an enemy. And if they don't have an enemy, they'll invent one. So it used to be that the enemy was communism. And then after communism, then it became it became liberals or it became progressives. or it became gays, or it became, I mean, that's just how they are. So if you understand that about them, then you understand, you see what they're trying to do. An excellent book is John W. Dean's new book about conservatives without conscience. You ought to read it. There's a lot in there about authoritarianism and about authoritarian submissives and about all the research that's been done about authoritarians, and you ought to read it. I mean, it's got a lot of good information in there on it.
Okay.
All right, Larry, thank you. Appreciate the call. Let's go to Chris in Cincinnati. Chris, hi, you're on.
Hi, thank you, Jay.
Sure.
You were talking about dissing other people's religions, and you earlier said that you thought that Hinduism was a minority religion. But
I believe it's a minority religion in America.
Oh, in America, okay.
Not in the world.
Yeah, there you go. Because I think it's even older than Christianity.
Well, older doesn't have anything to do with status. I mean, I would say that it's a major religion. But I'd say in the United States of America, it would be considered a minority religion.
And I kind of resented you lumping, and maybe it was a mistake, to mention socialism with Nazism.
Well, that's what they used to call it.
Right.
I don't think, you know, there's varying degrees of socialism. And the kind of socialism that you're probably attracted to, which would be,
don't say I'm attracted to it. I'm just...
Well, you know, all right, let's just say democratic socialism, okay?
There you go.
All right, democratic socialism would have nothing to do with national socialism, which is what the Nazis were. They have nothing in common.
They certainly didn't want to socialize with everyone.
No, I mean, the philosophies run concurrently different. And have concurrently, the philosophies run different, and the philosophies don't mesh. I mean, you know, you're not going to find, I mean, there's no authoritarian kind of streak in National Democratic Socialists that you would find in somebody who would be professed to be a white supremacist or a neo-Nazi.
That's right. That's right.
But there are tons of people who use the term socialism, and it doesn't necessarily mean that they have the correct version of socialism, because there's many different versions of socialism. For instance, the North Koreans, if you ask them what their form of government is, they would tell you that their form of government is socialism. The Cubans would tell you exactly the same thing, that their form of government is socialism.
Quite different.
Then, you know, you would talk to the Swedish, or you would talk to... maybe the Swiss or the French, and they would tell you that they have some socialism in their government, and we have some socialism in ours.
There you go.
So those are, you know, those are all the differences.
Yeah.
So I wasn't, you know, meaning to lump anybody together with anybody. I mean, it's just what they call themselves.
Mm.
Okay?
Thank you.
Sure. Thanks for the call. 1-877-34-JERRY or 1-877-345-3779. There's very many, varying degrees of socialism. There's Fabian socialism, there's democratic socialists, there's Marxist-Leninist, there's Marxist, you could get into all of this stuff. But they all have, at some point, they have socialism in there. It doesn't necessarily mean they have anything in common. J. Marvin in for Jerry Springer is on vacation. This is Springer on the radio.
Yo, holla at your boy. Call Jerry, 877-345-3779.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-339-1267 and get 100 sales leads for free.
Call 1-800-339-1267. 1-800-339-1267.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
As a business owner, you know you have a good product or service. And you know if more people knew about it, your business would grow. CustomersAreListening.com makes radio advertising available to anyone who wants to tell more people about their business. That's why we've made advertising on the radio affordable and easy. All you do is visit CustomersAreListening.com and pick from 8 radio stations that you think your customers are listening to. If you're ready to take your business to the next level, visit CustomersAreListening.com.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day, the night, the next plane flight, job interview, or social event. Maybe you'll have a drink. Maybe you'll take another pill. Maybe you're so anxious and depressed that you just really can't help yourself. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? Anxiety and depression are two of the most common reasons people take prescription medication, abuse alcohol, and make excuses for why their life isn't working. This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that could help you get your life back. You want to feel better. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself.
For your free tape that could change your life, call 1-800-446-3886. That's 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
210-3461.
Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer on AM 760.
Progressive Talk.
Past the hour, Springer on the radio. Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer, who is on vacation. Be back on Monday. 1-877-34-JERRY or 1-877-345-3779. It's Friday. I don't bring that up enough. Which means for a lot of us, we get 2 days off. Don't you just cherish those 2 days? Don't you just absolutely cherish those 2 days? And last week, I got 3 days off. All right, let's go to KC in Arvada, Colorado. KC, you're on.
Hey, Jay, how you doing?
Okay, man, how are you?
I'm great, thanks. I listen to you every day in Denver, agree with 99% of what you talk about. But, you know, I just have a few issues with the stance on the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. And, you know, I think, to sum it up, what we're seeing is a correction from colonial rule. And, you know, when we look back and to say, you know, that people don't have the right to act with violence, I think we all agree with that. But there have been pacifists in history like Gandhi and Nelson Mandela and Martin Luther King who've never used violence, have been labeled as terrorists. But you look at how Israel was developed contextually, the Balfour Agreement. What country on earth do you know today that tolerated a colonial mandate? None of them did. They all threw them off. So I agree that, you know, the violence is probably not a solution to the end, and some of these groups like Hamas and Hezbollah overplayed their hand. But, you know, earlier you were saying, you know, it's do we support a Western democratic-style government or do we support, you know, a fanatical regime like, say, maybe Hezbollah would install.
Well, a theocracy.
The Palestinians had an election. We didn't honor their elected representatives. We support China, the biggest human rights.
Well, I don't think that's right. I mean, I think we should have supported the Palestinian elections, and I think if they want to freely choose somebody who we don't particularly care for, I think we should support that right, and we should deal with those people. And I think that the problem here is clearly that this administration has been AWOL as far as any kind of diplomatic effort for the last 6 years in the region. And now we're more or less paying the price for all of this because the only way to stop it, the majority of it, look, Bin Laden aside, because you got to get him out of the picture. He's got a whole separate agenda. But the only way to stop this is that there's got to be a two-state solution. And we should have never gone into Iraq. That was a wrong move to make. And it's proving to be wrong every single day.
I agree with all those points. But I think first and foremost that, you know, Bin Laden aside, you know, some Muslims would consider a defense of Palestine as a defense of jihad, which is quite clearly one of the tenets of Islam. But when you look at the real solution to this problem is the Palestinians have to be given an autonomous political state.
Agree 100%.
They don't have any water rights. They don't have any roads. They
Agreed.
Don't have an airport. They don't have a port. They don't have a government that's recognized. They're being taxed without representation. So they don't have any economic viability. No economic viability means no political viability. What we are seeing here by Hezbollah firing basically a pop bottle rockets, they've killed less than five people, is a correction of colonial rule that we have maintained from our knee-jerk reaction of possibly what happened in Germany. Now, I'm not an anti-Semitist. My best friends are Jewish. My college professors were Jewish.
No, you don't have to run that. You don't have to run that disqualifier by me.
I mean, we've got to speak really honestly and frankly about what's going on here. There are Christian organizations like the Methodist United Methodist Association who begun divesting in Israel because they see the continued human rights violations.
Well, look, you know what? I do not agree with the human rights violations on the part of the Israelis. I'm against that. I believe in a total autonomous Palestinian state. I've always been for that. That means water rights. That means travel rights. That means sovereignty. That means all of those things. I'm totally for all of those things. And I think that if we put as much effort into that as we do many other things, I think we could work that out. And if we were pledged to do it, no matter how long it would take, we could get it done. But on the other hand, you know what? There's no way I'm going to defend or stick up for or give any kind of support to an organization like Hezbollah, which wants a theocracy and a radical Islamic theocracy at that, and that indiscriminately fires Katyusha rockets loaded with ball bearings where they have no idea where they're going, and they don't really give a damn whether they hit a house full of civilians or they hit a military installation.
Jay, we all reject the politics of violence.
Well, I mean, I
ask you once again, what country, what nation in the world has not thrown off their colonial edicts?
Well, I don't see that. I don't see Hezbollah as throwing off their colonial edicts. What I see Hezbollah doing is taking the average Lebanese and holding them hostage because they stash their weapons in their houses. They integrate themselves into the public, so they put the public in danger. And Lebanon has a legitimate, duly elected government that should be able to rule and run the country.
This is a tactic of practicality for them. They are.
No, I don't care. It's not right. It's wrong. And do the Lebanese have a duly elected government? Yes or no? Of course they do.
Of course they do. Did not the Viet Cong hide among their population? And would you confer that the wars that we had against Vietnam were correct, and that the Viet Cong hiding among their population? These are how guerrilla forces.
No, but
operate.
The difference is that the Viet Cong had wide support. I'm not so sure Hezbollah has wide support. I'm sure there's a lot of Lebanese that wish the hell they would get out, and so they wouldn't have to be going through
this Palestinian election.
Well, now wait a minute. Don't jump from Palestine from Lebanon. We're talking about Lebanon. If you want to go to Palestine, that's a whole different subject.
So you don't believe that these two ideas are linked together?
No, I don't.
You don't believe that there is an Arab movement across the Middle East that sees a colonial force that has been there since the 1920s. You don't see any of this linked together.
No, I do see it. I do see it as being partially linked together, but I think that what you have to do is you have to solve each individual problem, that you can't have a complete and a total linkage, because in one case, one does have
Just look at the timeline.
One does have legitimacy. The other has quasi-legitimacy. I mean, they've got a political arm, and that's fine. But they've also got a military wing, which has occupied the country, and the country has a legal government with a standing army. I mean, name me a country that would permit that to permit a full-blown military organization to operate within its borderlands.
Well, they wouldn't.
Well, okay.
So it wouldn't happen like this. But you look at the timeline. Hamas was elected in Palestine. They were cut off from their tax revenue.
Well, I don't agree with that. I don't think that was right.
And if this timeline shows that that Hezbollah is supporting Hamas, these are clearly linked, and the only reason that these guys don't operate in their own legitimate national sovereign nation,
we haven't let them. No, Hezbollah can operate in its own sovereign nation, which is Lebanon, because they have a political party, but engaging in militarism is not right, and there's no way I'm going to support it. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. J. Marvin in for Jerry Springer. This is Springer on the radio.
Our number is 877-34-JERRY. Call now.
I'm Bob Kirkpatrick of Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects. I've been in the window and remodeling industry for over 35 years. I pride myself on quality work done in a timely manner, no matter how big or small your project. From making your home more accessible for a physically challenged relative to something as small as adding a doggy door for your pet, Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects is here for you. Call me anytime at 720-529-5442 or look at my work and a list of references online at KirkpatrickWindowsDenver.com.
Nickelback, the most explosive show on the planet, is coming. August 9th at Coors Amphitheater. Nickelback 3 days, Grace, Chevelle, and Hinder. Tickets are on sale now. Fans from coast to coast can't get enough. August 9th at Coors Amphitheater. Nickelback plus special guest, 3 days, Grace. Chevelle. And Hinder. Listen carefully. Tickets are on sale now at all Ticketmaster outlets, 303-830-TIXS or Ticketmaster.com. Produced by AEG Live and House of Blues Concerts. Nickelback brings you the most explosive show on the planet.
Time to get wet and wild at Thunder Mountain of Denver's first birthday party this Saturday, July 29th.
Starting at 9 a.m.
Bring the entire family for all-day fun in the sun
and Colorado's best bike special.
Shop our huge selection of Thunder Mountain custom cycles
and pre-owned Harley Davidson.
Relax and enjoy the Cal Spas display.
Get a photo and autograph from Denver's hottest Coyote Ugly Girl.
Take a ride and stay cool on the colossal water slide.
Keep cool with live music from Second Wind
and delicious funky flavors of ice cream from the Cone Zone.
Get a free trip for two to Vegas with any bike purchase
this Saturday at Thunder Mountain of Denver.
I-70 and Pecos in Denver.
Magic Mortgages. 0% interest. No payments for a year. Celebrity endorsements. Sound too good to be true?
It is. Get real. Think Waypoint Mortgage. A local direct lender with real options, real loan programs, and really low rates. Helping people buy their dream home or refinance their existing mortgage is all they do. If you're stuck in an ARM, Waypoint has the lowest fixed rate conversions in the industry. Call Waypoint Mortgage today. 303-741-6800.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Are you tired of sitting on the sidelines, watching as others make big profits in the market and your investments just sit there collecting dust? Well, what if there was a way to get in the game and start generating real wealth, real profit? To become an active, profitable trader, regardless of your experience level or whether the market is going up or down. And what if there was a way you could do it for free? Introducing Top Trader, a proven system that shows you the tips, tricks, and secrets the pros use on Wall Street. For free. That's right, free.
I continue to pull in between $7,500 and $10,000 a week.
Developed by two guys that have made more money in the market in 35 years than most of us could dream of. Top Trader's proven system gives you the tools you need to succeed and get rich.
There isn't an easier way to get rich.
Call now and we'll rush you a free CD that shows just how easy it really is. Come on, it's a free CD. 1-800-441-0277. That's 1-800-441-0277. 1-800-441-0277.
1 to 4 on AM 760. Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
And now, Springer on the Radio presents another Croc News Classic. Veteran newscaster Gerald Furlong is on vacation, and so we proudly present one of his newscasts from the past, a Croc News Classic.
I'm Gerald Furlong, Croc News. It's July 12, 1963, and here's what's happening. Plans continue for a massive march on Washington next month. Thousands of Negroes and whites will gather to call for more civil rights in America. And Reverend Martin Luther King will make a major speech, but not everyone wants to hear it. Alabama Governor George Wallace, who recently stood in a schoolhouse doorway to prevent integration, said, "I have a dream that nobody will remember Dr. King's speech." Howls of protest continue over the Supreme Court's recent decision to ban prayer in public schools. Religious groups say, what's next? Removal of public nativity scenes? Banning employees from saying Merry Christmas to customers? Don't be ridiculous. Things are settling down in the Middle Eastern country of Iraq after a coup by a group known as the Ba'ath Party. Both thousands of communists and trade unionists were massacred. Analysts say we can at least look forward to a more stable Middle East, holding the price of gas steady at 30 cents a gallon. In show business, rising young folk singer Bob Dylan won't be on this Sunday's Ed Sullivan Show. Censors at CBS had ordered him to sing a less controversial song than he'd planned. But Dylan refused. Dylan's protest song, Blowin' in the Wind, has been banned from some radio stations. In the North because they say it's communist, and in the South because they say it's uppity. Me, I kind of like it. And that's Croc News, July 12th, 1963. I'm Gerald Furlong, Croc News.
This has been another Croc Newscast from the past. Join us next time when we turn back the croc to another Croc News classic from Springer on the Radio.
Jerry Springer on the Radio.
35 past the hour. Jay Marvin and Jerry Springer is on vacation, and Jerry will be back on Monday. And it's anything you want to talk about this morning or today, depending on where you are. Let's go to Norman in the Bronx. Norman, hi, you're on.
Hey, thanks for having me. I want to talk on two topics. One, the statement you made about 1967.
Okay.
Now, something people don't know. After the War of 67, the Israeli government ordered offered King Hussein every single inch of territory back. But nothing more, including the East Jerusalem and the Temple Mount, and all they wanted was a peace treaty. Syria refused to let Jordan do that. If you go further back into history, in the time of the Mandate, the Palestinians were the Jews. They were Palestinians and they were Arabs. The Palestinians were not Arabs. That only came about in about the 60s when Arafat came into existence. And if you trace back the Palestinians, you'll find most of their ancestors came to Israel, the land was now called Israel, around 1900, when the Jews from Europe came and settled the land and developed the land.
Well, you know, I didn't know that, so that's that's good information to know.
In 1947, when the United Nations partitioned Israel in November of 47, and if the Arabs agreed to it, as Abi Ibn said, the Arabs never lose an opportunity to lose an opportunity. They would have had a country three times the size what they're going to get now, and Israel would have been one-third the size, and Jerusalem would have been internationalized underneath the UN.
Yeah, but they didn't choose to do that.
Yeah, and with Lebanon, what's going on now, when Israel pulled out in 2000, unilaterally left everything there, the only thing that the United Nations was required to do was two things. Number one, demarcate the border, and Israel followed whatever the UN said was the border, and Lebanon had to disband Hezbollah, which they never did.
Yeah, that was, what was that, 1553, I think, was the UN?
I don't remember, 1559, I believe.
1559, you're right, yeah. Which, we're right, they never did. I mean, they've got a standing army there, and they've got a duly elected government.
Right.
And as I said to the KC who called up, I mean, what duly elected, what elected government would allow for somebody to have their own separate military?
And I'm certain the world would have helped Lebanon get rid of them.
Yeah, if they had asked, probably, yeah.
And now to show the connection with Palestine or the Gaza Strip, when Israel pulled out last September, 11 months ago, they left in a town called Gush Katif, a hothouse which can employ 4,000 people. But they were making special letters that was sent all over to Jewish communities in the whole world. They left a complete running house, a greenhouse, which doesn't exist anymore.
What happened to it?
What? I'll give you one guess. There's no 4,000 people working. If the Palestinians want a country of their own, they have to develop their own government, not just their government, but have to develop their own businesses. They don't. They're screaming that Israel is stopping people from coming into Israel because that's the way they make the money. Without Israel and the companies in Israel, there will be no money for the Palestinians.
Well, we have
to stand it both ways.
Well, you're right, but in some degrees we should help the Palestinians develop.
100%. We have to help them. But you know,
I mean, we've got to get to a two-state solution there. There's just no question.
No, Israel accepts a two-state solution. Always, has for the past couple of years. They accept the fact that it can't be no other way, and they've been giving in and giving in and giving in.
Well, if we had diplomacy on the part of this country, and if we were working on it day in and day out, as we should have been for the last 6 years, maybe we'd be 6 years ahead of the game instead of where we are now.
Well, an interesting point. I saw Dennis Ross on TV, the one who was the chief negotiator for under Clinton, and he said very interesting thing. He said in August of 2000, he was sitting in with Clinton and who was the prime minister of Israel? I forgot already. Barack, and they were shocked when Barack offered every inch of land, 98% of the country back, of the West Bank, everything back for a peace treaty. He said, I personally went to Arafat and said, you've won. You're getting all the land, most of the land, 98%, 97% of the people. You're getting the old city of Jerusalem, the Temple Mount you'll have sovereignty of. All they're asking is that they have permission to go to the Western Wall. And Dennis Ross's words, not only didn't Arafat accept it, he refused to offer anything in return and saying, what else are they going to give me?
Yeah, I believe that. I definitely believe that. Norman, thank you. I appreciate the call.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. 1-877-34-JERRY or 1-877-345-3779. This whole Middle East thing is very, it's just complicated. And you know what? And it's like anything else. I mean, it's like immigration. It's like anything else that has been on the table here recently. It's going to take working out, and both sides are going to get hurt because anytime you have an agreement, both sides are going to sting a little bit over it. But it's something that needs to be done, needs to be worked out, and we have not had any diplomacy go on the part of this administration for the last 6 years, and now, in a lot of ways, we're paying the price for it. We could get this settled. You know, it's like so many other things that we just don't tackle in this country, which we could. I mean, we could get a good, workable settlement to undocumented workers. We could start to attack global warming. We could start going after all of these things, including health care and all of the other problems. But you know what? We just don't have a government of national will right now to really do anything except mess up the war in Iraq. That's basically about it. Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer. This is Springer on the radio.
Talk to Jerry Springer on the radio.
Hey, Jerry!
On your telephone.
Oh.
Call 877-345-3779. That's 877-34-JERRY.
So you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You're a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Now, the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find them at CheaperFords.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs. All internet priced. Nobody's looking, so log on now to CheaperFords.com.
Living with stabbing jaw pain, excruciating headaches? Gamma Knife may be your option to finally get relief without surgery. Swedish Medical Center's Gamma Knife is a quick, painless procedure that targets the condition called trigeminal neuralgia that may be causing your pain. Call 720-266-4911 to find out if Gamma Knife treatment could be an option for you. That's 720-266-4911.
Sir, what would you do without glass?
Well, I'd be picking a lot more bugs out of my teeth.
And you, ma'am?
I'd be able to walk around naked all day. Woo!
What do you like most about glass?
I like how, you can see through it.
And you?
I like how it holds beer.
But, as everyone knows, glass breaks. And when it does, call Shock Glass at 720-266-4914. They're the insurance specialist and will handle all the paperwork for you, home, auto, or commercial, when glass breaks. Think Shock Glass at 720-266-4914.
24444. And tune into The Real Estate Advocate right here, noon to 2 each Saturday.
Here are some money-saving travel tips from the experts at discount travel site, Hotwire.com.
If time, money, or a bit of both is stopping you from taking a vacation, there's hope. Consider taking a trip close to home. You can relax, enjoy yourself, and save time and money. Pamper yourself by checking into a local four-star hotel where you can enjoy luxurious amenities. And you won't waste a single vacation moment waiting in airports. Even better, you'll pay rock-bottom prices for a four-star experience. This is also a great way to extend the fun around local events, from street fairs and sporting events to concerts. If you're finding that weddings and reunions are eating up all your vacation time, turn an obligation into a mini vacation. Stay overnight at a hotel in town after the event. Not only will you be able to relax, you'll get more for your dollar with Hotwire.com, where you can find four-star hotels at two-star prices.
For more money-saving travel tips, visit the experts at Hotwire.com.
Just Brakes.
My brakes are grinding. I need pads and shoes, right?
Just Brakes will replace pads and shoes on all four wheels and even machine rotors and drums for $99.88.
I'll come in next week.
Just Brakes recommends you bring your car in today. It's likely your brakes are already damaged.
Sounds serious.
It is. Brakes should be inspected at least once a year. Damage to major components can be a costly brake system nightmare.
Pads and shoes installed on all four wheels for $99.88. Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
At Just Brakes, we
parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
Jay Marvin, filling in for Jerry Springer.
On the radio.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Past the hour, Jay Marvin is for Jerry Springer. Jerry's on vacation. This is Springer on the radio. And it's anything you want to talk about this morning. Thank you to all the Springer folks for hosting me this week, this Tuesday through Friday. Hope you're going to have yourselves a good weekend. Hope it's not too hot where you are here today. It's supposed to be like 98 or 99, and then tomorrow it's supposed to be up like around 100. Whew. All right, let's go to Abe in Denver. Abe, you're on. It's your turn.
Yes, Hezbollah will be wiped out by the IDF.
You waited all that time to tell me that. Okay,
no,
thank you.
They will.
Okay, thanks. Thanks, Abe. Let's go to Jerry in Long Island. Jerry, hi, you're on.
Yeah, hi. Thank you very much for taking my call.
Sure.
Yeah, I have to respond to some of these anti-Israeli callers, and they get more and more ridiculous as they go. Like, you had this one guy that was trying to suggest that this all has to do with the colonial mandate Israel has to exist. That is not how Israel was created. It was created either in 1948 or 47 as a result of a UN mandate in accordance with international law.
Yeah, wasn't it 48? It was 48, wasn't it?
I believe 48, yeah. The other gentleman said 47. That's what confused me. He was talking about partitioning Israel in 47. That's what confused me. Yeah, I think you're right, 48. And with respect to, and another thing is, you know, this whole issue of this whole conflict being, you had one caller who said that it's just about two soldiers. Well, obviously it's more than just the captured two Israeli soldiers. I mean, so far Hezbollah has fired some 1,500 civilian targeting rockets into the nation of Israel, hitting train stations, apartment buildings, hospitals, and factories. But the reason there are not have been a lot of casualties was like because yesterday when they hit a toothpaste factory, or what I've heard it referred to both as a factory and a warehouse, what happened was there was no one working there at the time. Israel had better civil preparedness than Lebanon, obviously, and there's a lot of people in bomb shelters and air raid shelters.
Well, according to terms of modern warfare, you know, that's illegal. It's illegal to purposely target civilian installations.
And that's what Hezbollah is doing.
Yeah, they are.
And we should not beat around the bush. They are a terrorist organization, and so is Hamas. Now they have a political arm, sure, and it's been said that they have a social service arm, but I suspect it's only about 10%. It's done just for propaganda purposes, and that's ridiculous anyway. The whole idea of a terrorist organization doing social services, that should be done by the government of Lebanon, or that should be done by the Palestinian Authority. There's no reason that any of these terrorist organizations should be doing any of these social services. If they want to have a social service arm of the organization, then they need to splinter it off from the terrorist arm of the organization. And, you know, also, what I get sick and tired of, now I consider myself to be a political progressive myself, but I'm tired of these misguided people on the far, far left who want to constantly blame Israel for everything. You had some callers who were blaming Israel for 9/11. They say, well, it had to do with the Israel-Palestinian conflict, which it did not.
No, and if you read what Bin Laden said, if you read Ron Susskind's book, if you read it in the numerous books that are out there, Bin Laden was not bringing up Israel at all. Bin Laden was not bringing up Palestine at all. Bin Laden was bringing up United States presence in the Middle East. That's what he was bringing up.
Yeah, and then they go even further. Then some of these people suggest that we should selectively cut off aid that we give to Israel, but not to other countries whose policies we disagree with. We give foreign aid to all kinds of countries whose policies we may not agree with. Are we happy when, for example, in Egypt, when they imprison somebody just for speaking out against the government? Or what about Pakistan, who had a democratically elected government until we may not be happy with the sort of democracy they have, but Pakistan actually had democracy until 1999 when Musharraf took over the government in a bloodless coup, and he's been the leader ever since.
Yeah, that's true. I don't understand where this strain of anti-Israel feeling is coming from on the part of the progressives, unless it's just the very far left phoning in all these talk shows. Because I don't know how anybody could support any organization that would want to establish a theocracy, basically, which is what Hezbollah wants to do under any circumstances, and support any organization that would have radicalist Islamic desires. If we want to talk about fixing the Mideast, that's a whole other subject. But sitting there and pretending as if Hezbollah is some kind of victim, to me, it's just a gross distortion. Jerry, thank you. I appreciate your time, sir. Thank you very much. And, you know, I'm with you. I mean, I'm with you. I mean, Israel has done its share of wrongs. There's no question about that. And I'm not saying anybody should overlook that. But what I am saying is I'll be damned if I'm going to side with Hezbollah and anybody who's for establishing any kind of a radical Islamic theocracy or any other kind of religious theocracy, either here or anywhere else around the world. J. Marvin in for Jerry Springer. This is Springer on the radio.
Get right through. Email jerry@springeronTheRadio.com.
AM 760.
Revolution.
Progressive talk.
I do believe that Israel is correct in this, but if I wanted to jam that home, or if I wanted to be a prophet for Israel or whatever, or a PR agent, I would screen every single call that came into this program.
Ed Schultz.
I realize there's two sides of the story, but there's nothing biased about you having an opportunity to chew ass on me or go after it from a different angle on this program, and that's what it's about.
The Ed Schultz Show.
Weekday afternoons 1 to 4
on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Why do Aspen Goodyear stores stand out? They are the largest independent Goodyear dealer in the state. They offer the best prices and fastest service anywhere with five locations to serve you. Aspen Goodyear are the experts that run My Auto Help Center, saving consumers hundreds of thousands of dollars. They offer full service with certified ASC technicians and absolutely the best prices on tires. Plus, a free alignment when you buy four tires. 303-771-9800. That's 771-9800.
In 1999, Beverly Thurloway had surgery for breast cancer. Years later, her doctor recommended a lung scan.
Sure enough, it detected a tumor on my lung.
But Beverly couldn't have lung surgery. Fortunately, she was a candidate for CyberKnife.
It's a good thing, because it really was my only hope.
Beverly was treated at Rocky Mountain CyberKnife, where we're restoring hope for tumor patients, even those who think they have no options. CyberKnife destroys tumors with a beam of radiation while sparing surrounding tissue with 1 millimeter accuracy.
It was unbelievable. I just laid there comfortably enjoying music, and now I'm told I no longer have lung cancer. I've had cancer surgery, and I can't believe this is all it took to get rid of a lung tumor.
At Rocky Mountain CyberKnife, we're revolutionizing treatment, restoring hope, and improving lives. If you or someone you love has a tumor, call us today at 303-448-4620.
Would it be crazy if you packed your bags and left for a week, a month, a year? What if you left for 2 years? What if you were going far away to help in a village on the edge of the Gobi Desert to teach children and learn a thing or two about yourself? Would that be crazy? Peace Corps. Life is calling. How far will you go?
To learn more about the Peace Corps, join us this Tuesday night at 7 at the REI Denver flagship store in Lodo. For more information, visit peacecorps.gov.
I have an invention, but I don't know what to do next.
Are you an inventor? Or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? InventHelp has inventors information for you. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-800-900-9241. It's a free call, so dial 1-800-900-9241. That's 1-800-900-9241.
Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer on AM 760.
Progressive Talk.
Before past the hour, Jay Marvin in for Jerry Springer, and Jerry's on vacation. This is Springer on the radio, and we've been letting you talk about anything you want to talk about all day today. Let's go to Gloria in Cutler, Maine. Gloria, hi, you're on.
Jay, thank you so much for taking this call. I've been trying to get through, and you're doing a great job, by the way.
Oh, thank you. You're very nice.
Thank you. Jerry got a caller a few weeks back, and it outraged me. He said that any woman who had an abortion, and I'm going to get really teary, should be put to death or put in jail.
Ugh.
And I want to tell that man, until you grow a damn uterus, and if I can just say go to hell, because I was 16, and my life would have been ruined. I have two beautiful children right now. I'm married, very well off, and I never would have had this life. And I had to make a decision, and in Maine you can have one without parents.
That's just a sad situation. I support a woman's right to choose. But I think we should move abortion to a whole other level of discussion. I think we should definitely move it to a whole other level of discussion. And that is, we should there should be more safety nets for women so that they don't, particularly single women and young girls, so they don't have to get into that situation. In other words, proper...
parents come in. That's
proper health care. You know? I mean, basically, is what I think. Family planning, counseling, sex education, condoms, the whole thing. I mean, we need all of it, but in the end, a woman should always have a right to choose. Elaine in Aurora, Colorado. Elaine, you're on. Hello.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
I wanted to touch again one more time about the abortion issue because I have the homosexual marriage issue.
Okay, quickly, because I'm almost out of time.
Okay, I have an alternative proposal.
Okay.
Which is, because of the impact that it has on society and especially on children, I think we should outlaw divorce instead. And your screener kind of took a gasp when I said that. Probably a lot of your listeners do, too. This is a facetious remark. which goes to show that people's civil rights should not be up for election.
Yeah, I agree.
It should not be up for majority vote.
I agree 100%. You know what? We should look at divorce, and maybe divorce in this country is too easy to get, and we should look at things like spousal abuse and particularly abuse of a woman. Elaine, I'm on your side. Have a wonderful weekend, Elaine. Thank you, and stay cool, okay? All right, that's it for me, and I've enjoyed sitting in for Jerry. Who knows when I'll do it again, if ever. Say hello to Jerry on Monday for me, and have yourselves a good weekend, no matter where you are across the continental United States, no matter where you're listening to me. I hope the temperatures remain relatively comfortable and cool, because it's going to be hot this weekend here in the Denver-Boulder area. Have yourselves a good weekend.
Springer.
We've all heard them. They're usually annoying, and you hear them at the end of commercials.
I have no idea what I'm talking about, but they told me to say all this stuff really fast so no one can tell what the heck I'm saying anyway.
They're called disclaimers.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
No. The dictionary says a disclaimer is a denial of responsibility. At Professional Auto Body, we don't need to put disclaimers in our ads. Because when you smush your car, we want you to know all about our free smushed car benefits, including free, no-obligation mobile estimating at your home or work, free new car rentals during repairs, free financing on your deductible, or cashback deductible rebates up to $500, and a whole lot more. Professional is recommended by Tom Martino and approved by every insurance company, with all work guaranteed for life. From sensational smushes to simple scratches, Professional Auto Body. Call 561-FREE, 561-FREE. Yep, you won't be hearing stuff like this from us.
Blah, 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 dot com, dot com, dot, blah, 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 www.
Professional Auto Body, 561-FREE.
Why do football players get concussions? After all, they are wearing a helmet. How about hockey players? They wear helmets. How does this happen anyway? A closed head injury is sometimes called the hidden disability. Why? Because you can't always see it. Yet we all know these athletes get concussions, even with a helmet. Sometimes it ends their career. I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell & Pollock. Do you have to hit your head to suffer a brain injury? No. Car crashes and trauma can cause head injuries. I'll tell you how this works in the real legal world. Insurance companies fight these cases. When you or a loved one has suffered a closed head injury, you need a professional on your side. At Bell & Pollock, we've handled these injury and insurance cases for over 20 years. If you have an injury question or problem, call us. We'll help you.
Bell & Pollock, champions of the people. Bell & Pollock can be reached at 303-795-5900.